mother like Miss Hashima. I hope to present it to Naples. So maybe I'll drop it.
Okay, nice sense. Don't be much here. Don't be much here. The Sugya Chanukah begins on Masechet Shabbos on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. The the Mishnah on Daf Chof Amud Beis lists off psilos or shmonim, different oils and different wicks that you're not permitted to use to then licht on Shabbos with, because of the hashash that the flame will not burn too well, and then in the middle of the Shabbos he may forget, and there's a hashash shema yata. He may be mechal Shabbos by mistake. We're not afraid shema yata by our light, because they don't flicker, it stays the same. But if you have a candle that is poor quality, either the oil is poor quality or the wick is poor quality, so there's a chashash that will start to dim in the middle of Shabbos, and you'll forget that it's Shabbos, and then you may be
Shemayat. And more than one candle is a Shemayat, or only about one candle?
More than one candle also, yeah.
What if you have five candles burning, and this one will flicker, and you won't stop it, because the other one will
burn. I mean, if you have so many candles, it's going to be bright anyway. I don't know. It's an interesting shot. Huh? If what? I don't know. It's an interesting shot. I don't know. No, but it says, what's the hashash? If you have 20 candles, let's say some women bench lift for all the 8 o'clock, so you have 25 candles there. So what's the hashash?
It says, if I have one candle, you should be a little bit lower on there. One candle.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it means of a few, maybe.
Could they? I don't know. I have to look in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. Could be. So agav, this din of hadlokas neir Shabbos, the Gemara discusses a little bit hadlokas hamenor in the Beis Hamikdash, and then the Gemara goes into the sugya of Chanukah. So about 10 lines from the bottom of Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes a brisa right after the two dots. Tani Rami Bar Chomer Psilus Hashmonim Shama Chachamim Eim Adlikim Hem Shabbos. Those wicks that you're not allowed to use in the base in on hadlokas neir Shabbos, because they may not burn so well, and you may forget Mimachal Shabbos, so you're not allowed to use those in the Beis HaMikdash either. Eim Adlikim Behem BaMikdash Mishum Shenema, because the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah in Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be Lahalo Esner Tomit. What does it mean Lahalo? Shetehe Shalheb Esher LeMeileo Lo Shetehe Yoyla Idei Dabarach. It should burn well. So if the wick is going to be such that it's going to flicker, it's going to be a Shvach wick, so you won't really be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Lahalo Esner Tomit. Why he mentions in the braisa that Rami Bachama presented, it says both the psilois and the shmonim, the oils that the Mishnah says are weaker, are poor quality oils, and the wicks that are poor quality wicks. So Rabbi Kavega Hatakasha, as far as the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, the pasuk says you need shemiz aizah. You can't use even a candle, a wax candle that burns beautifully. You can't use anything other than shemiz aizah. So why the braisa had to say that the oils that are not allowed to be used for hadlokas neir Shabbos may not be used by some English is a pella. You don't need this reason. It says you need dafke shem zayza, but it really goes. It's lav dafke. It really goes on the wicks. It really goes on the wicks. So agav ucha, the Gemara talks about the hadlokas hamenorah. The Beis Hamikdash Gemara mentions also that on Sukkot when they celebrated the Simchas Beis Hasheiva, they did use. The Gemara says, "Tanan, nibaloi michnasei kohanim mehem yoneim." From the old torn out bigdekuna, instead of putting them in shemis, they used to use some of them to make wicks to burn in the menorah. So from the old tzirisa, the michnasayim of the bigdekuna, umehem yoneim, from the gartel, from the chagoyrom, so they used to make wicks in the menorah. So you see that those are some of the things that don't burn so well. So how are you allowed to use that in the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash? And for the Gemara, not in the real menorah in the heichal, for the mitzvah of hadlokas hamenorah. That is when they had simchas beis hasheiva. There's no din of lahalas ner tomet shetei shal heves oyle meila and simchas beis hasheiva. So therefore, there's no chashash. Verses, and if the whole neiris of this simchas beis hasheiva will go out, it'll flicker, it'll go out to us, to what will be, so it'll go out. So the world won't come to an end, so you'll have less Simchas Beis Hasheiva. Let's say the band doesn't play well by the Simchas Beis Hasheiva. It didn't play so well. You're not missing any mitzvah with it. So just Derech Agav, Tosis mentions, Tosis quotes from the Mishnayos in Sukkah. In the middle of the Tosis, Simchas Beis HaShevi, Shaini doesn't have the same din of Hadlokas HaMenorah, Shel HaHechol. So in the middle they quote from Sukkah Perek Hei, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah has an expression, Bareris Isha Chitim L'Or Beis HaShevi, that they had Menorahs and the Harabayis and Sukkahs, and it gave shed so much light in the whole city Yerushalayim that the people didn't have to light any candles in their private homes. The whole city was flooded with light, ad kedei kach, that a woman could be bareres chitim, she could separate the psoilos from the eichel, in the flour, in the grain. Such a delicate thing. Not just they could tell the difference between a dark suit and a light suit, or one tie and another, they can tell the difference in tiny things, whether this is a piece of chita, or this is a piece of psoilos, a pebble, or whatever, and you throw it out. So Tosfos is bothered with a question over there. If the flame of the menorah for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was made from the old Tzilis and the Digdei Kuna, so just like there's a din of Me'ilah Behegdish, so there should be a din of Me'ilah on the Digdei Kuna, so you're not permitted to use it for your own personal purposes. So how can it say that an Isha is Bareres Chitim La'or Beis HaShoeva? Shouldn't it be so you could say theoretically she would be able to. Oh, so that's what Tosfos explains. Lo, Shahaisa Bareres does mean that actually women would do it. No, that would be a violation of Me'ilah. Ella Shahaisa Yichoyle Livro. It was so bright that there really wouldn't have been any need to light any candles, if not for the fact that it's a problem of Me'ilah. And then they say, Umiyu, however, the Yerushalmi, Diek Mehacha, the Yerushalmi doesn't say what they said. Shami contradicts what they said. Is medayik from that Mishnah? We call marerech ein ba mishum meilah. That what? That there's no din of meilah on marerech. So if the light of the Beis Hamikdash illuminates the whole city, so it's mutar lahatchila. The Yerushalmi understood the Mishnah. Bareres isha chikin. It's mutar lahatchila. The woman is permitted to. The woman is permitted to. And that's what it means. Call marerech ein ba mishum meilah. There's no isha meilah at all. So Tosfos points out, in another place, Tosfos points out that the Bavli in Psochim seems to contradict that Yerushalmi. Because the Bavli says that member of Kol Maravarech, who is it, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, I think, it's one of the early Amoraim. I forgot, one of the early Amoraim. So he says, Kol Maravarech, Emem Shul Me'ilah, so the Gemara is Medak, Me'ilah hu deleiz bohu, ho yisura ikra. There's no din of Moel Behag, just take for example, Koch Mekalim. There's no din of Me'ilah, because it says in Chumash, in Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh Kisim Amal Mikotche Hashem. So the Mishnah in Me'ilah is Medayik only Kotche Hashem, means Kotchem HaMiuchadim LaShem, only the higher level Karbonis, the Ein of Kotche Kotchem, like a Chatos and a Nosham and a Noilo. But the Kotchem Kalim, the lower level of Karbonis, they have a lower level of Kedusha, the Ein of Korban Pesach, and Chor, and Meiser, and Toido, the lower level of Kotchem, and Shlomim, Kotchem Kalim doesn't have, it's not Miuchadim LaShem. So that is no din of Me'ilon. So the Mishnah says in a few different places regarding Kachm Kalim that there's no din of Me'ilah, means the penalty of Me'ilah doesn't apply, but in Isser Me'ilah there is. There are two things in Me'ilah. There's an Isser, one is forbidden to be Moel Behegdish. There's a whole discussion in Rishonim, where is the Pasuk in Chumash? Agansa Machlokes, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, the Ravid have four Pshatim. There's no Beferish Gemara, black and white, what the Isser Me'ilah is. So there's Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Me'ilah. Where is there a lav in the Chumash? The Gemara says one is hizid b'Me'ilah is like it. One who violates Me'ilah gets Malkasi. Malkasi, you have to have a lav. So the Rambam and the Ravid have a Machlokes, and Rashi and Tosfos and Shuas have a Machlokes. Comes out four different psukim. Whatever it is, that the Feirish Apostle. Somewhere or another, that the Feirish Apostle. The Gemara says that the Feirish Apostle. And then in addition to the Isa Me'ilah, there's also for sure a Feirish Parsha for the penalty that whoever was in violation of Me'ilah b'shegeg. Not the Mezid, it doesn't say in the Chumash what the penalty is, but if somebody violated Me'ilah, the Shegig, so it says it has to give Kerem, the Chumash and bring Hashem Me'ilah. So what it says in the Mishnah is that there's no Me'ilah, Bikotchim Kalim, because it says Nefesh Kisimama, Bikotchi Hashem, Bikotchim Hamichorim Hashem, that's only the higher level of Korban is the Ainu, Kotchi Kodoshim. That means that Kotchim Kalim were excluded from the penalty of Me'ilah, from the Knas of Me'ilah, that you don't have to give the Chumash and the Yoshim, but the Isolav of Me'ilah certainly does apply, and the Pashto says that it's even an Isa Deraisa. It says in the Mishnayos have Kotchim Kalim is Loinenim Veloimoilim. You're not permitted to be Nehne from it, but if you were Nehne, then there's no penalty of Me'ilah. So this Grada Amachlokes Rishonim on that Mishnah, whether Loinenim, the Isa Me'ilah by Kotchim Kalim, is that an Isa Deraisa or an Isa Derabbanan? Rav Chaim holds that it's Rav Chaim. They quote Rav Chaim held that it was inconceivable to say that it's only an Issa Dirabbana. How can you say it's an Issa Dirabbana? Of course it's an Issa Diraisa, but in Rishonim it's a Mefurish and Machlokes. So Rishonim hold black and white that the whole Issa Me'ila is only the Rabbana. So the Gemara understands whenever it says Ein Bo Me'ila like Kol Ma'avarech Ein Behem Yishum Me'ila. So they understand that to mean the same is Loi Nenim V'Loi Moilim. No Me'ila means the penalty of Me'ila doesn't apply, but the Issa of Me'ila still applies. So that's the Bavli, the Gemara in Pesachim, and the Talmud Bavli, in the second parak says Mefurish that Kol Ma'avareach there is an Issa Me'ila. There is an Issa Me'ila Midirabbana. Kol Ma'avareach there is an Issa Midirabbana. And the Rishalmi holds Beferish. There's no, there isn't even any Issa Me'ila at all. It's Legamri Mutam. This has relevance for the next sugya. The Gemara is going to have the sugya of Chanukah begins with this topic. Amar Avuna, three lines from the bottom of the Yom. Now starts the sugya of Chanukah. Amar Avuna starts off with a three-way machlokes. There's a machlokes Amarayim. You have three mandamrim with two shitas. Usually you have two Jews with three shitas, so you have three Jews with two shitas. There's only a double machlokes. One machlokes whether it's muta lehishtamish li'ora or asa lehishtamish li'ora. When you have a menorah on Chanukah, is it muta to use the or haner or not? And the other machlokes is, what if you light Chanukah lift and accidentally it blows out? Are you obligated to relight it that it should burn for the whole kof sezakakla, kof sezakakla? So what's the marker of the issue with the muta lehishtamish li'ora or asa lehishtamish li'ora? Where did they get that from? Where does that svara come from? Why should anybody hold? We happen to pass like that. Osur. I say we pass. That's what it says in the Big Shulchan Aruch and in the Kitzur. Other Rishonim hold that we don't pass like that. The Baal Amor and the Rosh quotes the Baluit. There's a question how we pass. But we know how we pass. And the Shulchan Aruch, we pass in Halacha L'maaseh, the bottom line. Osur l'hishtamish leor. That's why we have the Shamas. So the Shal is, what is that based on? Why should it be Osur l'hishtamish leor? So the Gemara in the beginning of the Sugya doesn't say. Rashi on the top of Amud Beis, the top Rashi on Chof Aleph Amud Beis says, also Hishtamish Liyora, that's the opinion that we accept, Shehei Nikir Shehunir Mitzvah, like the Mechash Latoy, that's in the Pshat and the Gemara, that's in the Hemshech HaGemara. But Rashi's,
it's the Mitzvah. But this was in case it's only by Menorah, it's only by Ner Chanukah, but not the light from the Beis Mikdash.
Yeah. So Rashi understands that the only reason why it's also Lehishtamish Liora is in order to have Heker. The whole purpose of Ner Chanukah is to accomplish Bisuminisa. The Gemara says, if you light it too high, Lo Shaltabein is not Bisuminisa. You light it too low, it's vital within 3 tefillin into the ground. It's vital Lo Shaltabein is not Bisuminisa. If you light it after everybody went to sleep, lachash kosel regimen ashur, right? There's not pesuminis. You can't bench chanukalit and lock the door and walk away. So you're not yaitze. You have to bench chanukalit in such a way that you should accomplish pesuminisa. So the same over here. If you're going to have a ner chanukah, you're going to be mishtamish liora ner. So how is anybody going to know that it's telling a story of chanukah? Bizman agimara. They obviously used to light candles at night in the house. They didn't have electric lights. Maybe bizman azeh will be different. But I'll call upon him at least, Bizman HaGemara, if you're going to light Chanukah licht, it won't be noticeable that this is L'Shem Chanukah, so we're going to be Pesumim Nisa. So that's how Rashi understands. In order that there should be Pesumim Nisa, they had to make an Isa, Shalom Lehishtamish Lior. And the Baal Hamor and the Ran, when the Rif starts this Sugi of Chanukah, so the Baal Hamor and the Ran give a different shot. That's not the real reason why it's also Lehishtamish Lior. So they both say that the reason why it's also l'shtamish lior, the way we pass in l'aloche, is because it's dumi the mikdash, and the ner shel mikdash is also l'shtamish lior, as it says in the Bavli. According to the Yishalmi, it's not so. Kol maravereach eimem shumil, it's even mutter. Mutter l'shtamish lior. Not only the menorah, the Yishalmi happens to be commenting on the Simchas Beit HaSheva flame that was lit with the wicks of the Big Dekuna, but who had the Nami all year long? It's the same memory. Kol Maravereach Eimem Shumile goes all year long on the regular menorah, not only on the menorah of Simchas Beis HaSheva, on the special menorahs that they had in addition to the menorah in the Heichal. So according to the Yishalmi, you can't say this pshat. Yishalmi holds that it's Heta Gabal HaChilah to use the light that comes out from the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But according to the Bavli, that there is an Issa Derabbanan by Kol Maravereach, is at least the Miluhu Deleko HaYisurika, there is an Issa. So it's Nitan Lehiomer, what the Baal Amor and the Ramban say, that when the Chachamim were misakin the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, they were misakin it along the lines of the Din D'oraisa. What they, that's an interesting, the hair that they're saying. of Soloveitchik used to point this out. He used to point out like this. The Braisa here has this, the Braisa from the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was written as Man Bai Sheni, and it lists off all of the additional Yom Tovim that they used to celebrate. There's Man Abayis, and all the Yom Tovim had something to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So it tells the whole story. My Chanukah, the Tana Rabbanon, it tells the whole story. So it says, and after the war was won, they found the Pach HaShemen, and they lit the menorah. They lit the menish money. Yom L'shana Cheres Kolam Asan Yom Tovim Behalol V'Hoido. It doesn't say in the Brayse, it doesn't say about the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah. How come? So some want to say, some of Farshim say, why does it say double Lashon Kavom V'Asom Yom Tovim Behalol V'Hoido? Why a double lashon kavom ba'asom? The same thing. Kavom yamim tevim mahal vaydo. Asom yamim tevim. Why the duplication? Some of Farshim want to say kavom. They were kaveyed as a yantav had lakas neiris. Pashteitzot. That's what it means. Kama ba'asom yamim tevim. That's another thing. And kavom goes on the mitzvah had lakas neiris. That's a question if that's what it means. So Rav Soloveitchik used the comment that it doesn't really say the feirish. So he had a hunch that maybe he had some Hashanim sound like they say like that. That it could be that the original takana did not include a mitzvah of hadlokas haMenorah. They just made a yontif, and after the churban bayis sheni, when there was no longer any menorah to light, so then they said the mitzvah of hadlokas haMenorah in the mikdash, which we no longer have today, we should be mamshich. They were masakin after the churban bayis sheni. They were masakin to continue the yontif of Chanukah and to enhance it by having hadlokas haMenorah.
When it was a question of this yontif with the suda and everything. Never be said one.
He said Chanukah? A lot of things. He said a lot of things. Chanukah. That what?
That Chanukah has the din of Simchas Yom Tov.
The Rambam writes that there's a chi of Simcha and Chanukah. The Gemara never really says black and white. The Rambam writes that it's a Yom Simcha. Yeah. Purim for sure has a Yom Simcha. Chanukah doesn't really say the fish outside of the Rambam.
Yeah.
The Yerushalmi translates the Mishnah Kipshuto Bareris Ishachitim Lior Beis Hashem. You're permitted to. And the Yerushalmi says from this Mishnah we can derive this cloud. Because in the Gemara it's stated in the name of one of the Amorim, I think it's Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So the Yerushalmi says we don't need Rabbi Shua ben Levi. You can tell from the Mishnah that it's Mutta. Mutta. Not just Ein Bo Mila. That is Mamish Mutta. And the Bavli says Beferish not so. The Bavli says Milahu Deleis Behu HaYisurika. That there is an Issa Derabbanan. So if you follow the Bavli, so then it's Nitan the Hayomer with the Balamor and the Ran. The Ran got it from the Balamor, have at the beginning of the very beginning of the Sugya. When the Gemara started off by saying the issue, the Machloikis, whether Mutal Lishtamish Liyorah. Also Lishtamish Liyorah said, what's the reason why should be also Lishtamish Liyorah? So they don't say like Rashi, because Sheyehinikir, Shehuner Mitzvah, in order to have Heker that it should accomplish Pesimim Nisa, but rather they say, that it's Zechel HaMikdash, that they carried over the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah in the Mikdash, that we should all continue to do it. The Rav used to point out there's a Ravid in the last perek in Hilchos Brachos. The Gemara in the first perek in Psochim on Dav Zayin has a whole discussion when you do B'digas Chometz, what's the Nusach HaBracha. The Gemara says you certainly have to say HaBracha, and the mitzvah is Bir Chometz. You don't say Al B'digas Chometz, you say Bir Chometz. Because the Bidika is the haskol of the beer. So the shaila is, what should the nusach be? Should it be levayer, or sachamet, or should it be albiyah chamet? So the Gemara finally, after a whole tilpul, a whole omad Gemara, the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, the hilchasa, albiyah chamet. You don't say levayer sachamet, you say albiyah chamet. So it's a question why that was the conclusion. So what does that mean? The Gemara says that theoretically all birchas hamitzvah should be recited over lasiyasim. So you really should say leh. Live virus achometz. Live. Lasas means I'm going to do it. Al sounds like the Gemara says al nitilas lulav. What is the al nitilas lulav? Because we already picked up the lulav in the esrig, and we're always saying the bracha lachar asiyasim. We don't do that. We have outsmarted the Gemara already. We have an eitzah tesis that gives an eitzah to hold the pitim upside down. So we have outsmarted. Another Rishon Balamor. The Balamor doesn't like that tesis. What he outsmarted the Gemara. The Gemara says that the bracha is always recited lachar asiyasim. Aye. Isn't Tosis Eitzah better? So he says, no, he claims that that's over the over. If you're holding on to the Esrig, you're going to put them upside down, and then you're going to say the Bracha, then you're going to turn it over. So he holds that that's a Hashash of over the over. So that's why it's better to follow. The Gemara, the Baal HaMor says, that the Bracha of Al Netilas Lulav is recited La'achar Asiyasim. So the Gemara says, and that's why you say Al, and Netilas Lulav, and you don't say Litol Asal Lulav, because Litol sounds like Lahaba Mashma, And Alatinas Lil sounds like you have done it already.
Fine.
So the Rambam has to explain why does the Gemara say Hilchas Al Biyo Chametz. So the Rambam gives a time because on the deraisa the bittel b'leib sagi, if your mevatel b'leiba is sufficient, and when you wash your hands when you come home from shul and you're about, you start rolling up your sleeves, you're about to do b'dikas chametz, so move me'elov, that it's self understood that you mevatel chametz in your heart. So you've already fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa. So what are you going to say, bracha? Oivelasiyosim, you already did the mitzvah. So the bracha is recited always by definition. The bracha is always recited. Lacher asiyosim, because you've already fulfilled the mitzvah b'leiv. With the bittul b'leiv, that's the time that the Rambam.
Next day,
the Gemara says Havodik Tzach Sheivatul, that after you finish the bittul chametz,
except
well, that chametz that I plan to that chametz that I plan to eat, I'm not going to put in my bag to burn either. That chametz I'm going to leave. Whatever I plan to destroy, so that I'm already mevatul before I even begin the bedikah. So the Rambam claims that that's the reason why the Gemara paskins lemaskana that you say al biyar chametz. That al biyar chametz is the same reason why you say al atilas lulav. Just like al atilas lulav is because it's lacharas yosem always. Lacharas yosem the Gemara says. So al biyar chametz the Rambam claims is also lacharas yosem. So the Rav effect akasha. Why do you say al mikra megillah? You say al mikra megillah before you're about to read the megillah. So you should say likras ha megillah. So he says, maybe the answer is that it's only midirabbanon. So since it's only midirabbanon, so it's not such a stark chiyuv. The Gemara there says on that daf, and the Rambam quotes it, that if you're a moyel and you mouth somebody else's baby, so why do you say alamila? Why don't you say lomalos habein? So the Gemara says, what? I'm mukhiyuv to be mouth his baby? He's mukhiyuv to be mouth his baby. I'm doing him a favor. How can I say kedushanim says if it's sivan alomol? The Gemara says you only say alamila. Then the Gemara asks him, what if it's the avi haben himself is doing the bris? So the Gemara says anachanami. So let the father say lomalos habein. And that's how the Rambam paskins. The other Rishonim don't hold like that, but that's how the Rambam paskins, that the father of the baby is doing the bris. And he says lomalos habein. He's takim mechuyif to do it, and he recites the bracha over asiyos and says his lomal. But if it's an acher, a moyal acher who's doing it, so how can he say lomalos habein? It's not his obligation. You say alamilu misafta bracha vegan the Indian from bris milah, but you can't say kiddushanim and mitzvah tzivana lomu. I'm not mukhiyuv. So that's what the Ravid says. Maybe if the Rambam holds that this is an absolute rule that you always say le when it's oivel asiyosam that you're mukhiyuv, and whatever either you're not mukhiyuv or you are mukhiyuv, but the bracha is recited lachar asiyosam, you always say al, and that's the whole klal that the Rambam has. That's all it says in the Gemara. So lots of kashya. So the Ravid asks, what's he going to do if al? Al Mikra Megillah. So he says, maybe you'll have to answer because Mikra Megillah is only Midirabbanon. So therefore, it's like a Dvar Harshus Dami, Nitarash Tarkechiyu. Just like the Moyel who's being mal someone else's baby can't really say, Shekhidishanim, so it's one of Bamala Sabbain, it's not really Samukhiyev. So all of us, when we do, have Lakas Neres Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, he says, when you do Mikra Megillah, so since it's only the Rabbanon, how can you say Kiddushanu b'mitzvah? So the Gemara has a little difficulty. How do you say Kiddushanu b'mitzvah? So the Gemara gives a marker. So it is Kiddushanu b'mitzvah. But still, you're going to say Likro es ha-Megillah. The Rabbanon Shlomo is mechayvas. Not exactly. They say Kiddushanu b'mitzvah al-Mikro Megillah. Yeah, I'll make a Megillah, we tone it down. So then the Rabbi says, look, if that's the right answer, so what do you do with Ner Chanukah? We say the bracha, Lahalek Ner Shal Chanukah. So the Rabbi says, the answer probably will be because this was the bracha that they said in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was a Chiyuv Hadlaka Deraisa. The Kohanim, who did all the Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, had to say a bracha. Before a Sheikh had checked the chicken for the empire, whatever, so he says the bracha, Sheikh Hashem says to Tzvanu, Allah Shechita. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would say, Anusach HaShikha Deshanu, Lishchates HaZevach, Al Shechitas HaZevach. Before the Kohen, let's say someone else does the Kabbalah Saddam. So he said a bracha on the Kabbalah Saddam. The Kohen is going to do the Hailoch, says a bracha on the Hailoch. The Kohen does the Zrika, says a bracha on the Zrika. The Kohen does the Haktorah, says a bracha on the Haktorah. Every step of the way. When you do a mitzvah, you have to say a bracha, the Tosefta. And the end of Psochen talks about that. About the Birchas HaMitzvah that were recited in the Beis HaMikdash by the Kohanim on every step of the way when they were doing the Avodas HaKarbonos. Many, you don't just say one bracha. The Rambam counted as one bracha to bring a Karbon Oila is one bracha, to bring a Karbon Shlamim Kedino is one bracha. but there are many different parts. Every part, every step of the way, you have to say another bracha. So the Ravid writes, and the Beis Hamikdash, the kohen who did the hadlakas hamenorah, every evening, whoever the kohen would be, every night there would be somebody else, he would say a bracha, lahadlik, lahadlik is hamenorah, whatever. He wouldn't say lahadlik neshal chanukah, but he would say lahadlik is neiras hamenorah. So that nusach, that mitzvah hadlakah, that nusach habracha was carried over by the chachamim later to all of our hadlakas. Yeah. I don't know. There's a good kasha. The rabbi doesn't talk about that. I don't know. But the rabbi used to put together these two. In the stomach, if you need a coin, right? The rabbi holds that you need a coin. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Gemara lists, there is a din that has Hazara Kor of Yumas, that if a non coin does Avodas HaKavonis, it's Chai Misa B'day Shamayim. If he does the Mezin, it's Chai Misa B'day Shamayim. So the Gemara lists off very few. Only four or five avodas that if a non-kohen does it, it's mitzvah d'shamayim. God gives a whole reason why this one not and that one not. Every step of the way, why those avodas are not, don't carry with them an oinish mitzvah d'shamayim. So then the Gemara asks, and what about hadlakas hamenorah? What if a zayin does hadlakas hamenorah? Should there be mitzvah d'shamayim? So the Gemara says, no, hadlaka lav avodah. What does that mean, hadlaka lav avodah? So the Rambam says you don't need a kohen. That's a good kasha. Absolutely, a good kasha. The Rambam says that you don't need a coin. So the Rishonim asks, what are you talking about? There's no chumash aron avodah. The halos was on nervous. The beginning of the halos says you need aron. Huh? The Rambam says only hatov. The Rambam says hatov. The Gemara says hatov does need a coin. But there's a different reason why there's no misa b'le shemayim on hatov. Hadlaka. The Gemara's answer is hadlaka lav avodah. So the Rambam understands the Gemara Numa. So the Rambam takes it literally. It's lav avodah. You don't even need a coin. The thing is that you can't come
take
to,
it out.
You can't walk in, yeah. They don't allow a non-coin to walk into the Heichal. So what is there to discuss? So the Rambam says, it has to give you Heichal Tinsa.
Yeah,
so he says, if somebody took the menorah out into the Azara and they put it down there for a few minutes, and a non-coin walks over, some money will do anything. A wealthy Balabas comes to the Beis Hamikdash, and he wants to donate $1 million. I say, okay, he wants a donation. He wants to be madlik the menorah. So they'll take the menorah out into the Azara, and he'll be madlik the menorah with our bracha, and then they'll take it back in into the Heichal. You'll be mekayim the mitzvah. That's what the Rambam writes, that you can do that. Right? That's what you see from that Rambam. Okay, that's what you see from that Rambam. That even though you're madlik it shalom pomo, you're not yotze the mitzvah by leaving it in the azar. You'll only fulfill a mitzvah if it's sitting in the heichal. It has to be in its proper makom. You're not yotze stam if you put a menorah anywhere. So nonetheless, the Rambam holds that the hadlaka doesn't have to be done by makom hechshero. You see that in the Beis Hamikdash, the din was that hanocha is a mitzvah. That's the whole makom for that sugi. The Gemara has a whole shaila by us. What if we'll do the hadlakas hamenorah by makom that it won't be kosher? Let's see, a light of menorah so high, 20 amos high. Or the Gemara has different cases where you light it in a place where you're not yotze, and then after doing the hadlaka, then you move it to a place where it will be a makom kosher lekiyum mitzvah. Will you say hadlaka has to do the mitzvah, and since you did the hadlaka b'psul, it's no good. You have to blow it out. You have to light it again. Or should you say no? As long as you do a hanachah b'mkom, it's good enough. So where did they get such a wild idea? So where would we ever dream up such a wild idea? La halacha l'maskam, we pass the halacha as a mitzvah. You have to do the halacha b'mkom. Is there a bracha? La halacha neshal chanukah. So of course halacha as a mitzvah. Why should anybody think hanachah? So that's what the Beis HaLevi says, I think, because in the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha was, according to the Rambam, in the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha was that hanachah is a mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara, and the Gemara knew that there are Misake and the Hadlokas HaMenorah Shal Chanukah, there are some parallels to the Hadlok and the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Shaila, how far do the parallels go? So the Gemara says, Ad Kam V'lo Yosef, this not. The Gemara says, even though the Rambam holds that in the Beis HaMikdash Gufa, Hanukkah is a mitzvah, but by Ayinah Chanukah is not so. It's Hadlokah is a mitzvah. That's how we distinguish between the two. So here, Rav Soloveitchik used to put together these two Mekoris and the Rishonim, the Baal Hamor, with the Ran say that the reason why it's also Lehishtamish Lior is because they are Mesakin that it should be Dumya the Migdosh. The Haneris Alola Kodeshim. That's what they quote from the Nusach and the Masechet Sofim. Haneris Alola Kodeshim. And that's the Vein Lon Rishus Lehishtamish Brahim. That's the reason why it's also Lehishtamish Lior. Because the Dumya the Migdosh and Melehu the Leis Behu Hayisuri Iko. Like the Babli says in Gemara Psochim in the second paragraph, there is an Isim of the Rabbanim. I call Maravere. And along the same lines, he pointed out that Ravid says in the end of the last perek in Hilchos Brachos, the Ravid suggests that maybe by all mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, you should really say al. Because how can you say le? It's not really tzivonu. It's not really such a stark achiv. It's only achiv in the Rabbanon. Talmud Tzoros, the Gemara explains that you say v'tzivonu, but to say le, ad kedei kach not. So you should really say by all mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, al mikra megillah. You should always say al, unless you have a special reason. So he says, what's with Ner Chanukah? You say lehadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. So he says, maybe that was a carryover from the Beis Hamikdash. That bracha the Amasakan in the Beis Hamikdash on the Menorah Al Mikdash, and that was a real din deraisa. So they carried over the Nusach HaBrocha. They touched it up a little bit. Lehadlik Ner Shel Chanukah is not the Nusach they said in the Beis Hamikdash, but they carried over that Brocha to the Menorah Shel Chanukah as well. See, the Ravid and the Ritzvot, the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, but when the Gemara says in Yume, Adlok Alav Avodah, he said they disagree totally with the Rambam. They say that that's not what it meant. The Gemara just meant Hadlok Alav Avodah, it's not an Avodah with respect to the Din, and Azar is Chaim Mizim Deshmam. Azar Akar of Yumas, that a non-coin who does Avodah Sakabonis and Mizim Deshamayim doesn't apply to Hadlok. Why not? Because they give a reason, I forgot already why. That's the only Avodah Matana, not Avodah Siluk. It has to be Matana giving something. This is not giving. It's not an avodah of giving. Right. If you do nisach hayayin, you're giving. If you do
zrike, give light.
Yeah, but you're not giving a matana to the Rabbani Shlomo. Ikar of a hakrovas karbonis is giving a matana to the Rabbani Shlomo. If it's an avodah siluk, so then there's no hatovet. It's an avodah siluk. You're taking something away. Or adishim is beach. Even if it's a din deraisa, that's an avodah siluk. The only time that there's misu deshmaim, if it's avodas matana, I think it's not avodas matana means when you're giving. I think that's what the Ravid and the Ritva say. That when the Gemara says in Yume that hadlok alav avodah, he means it's not an avodah with respect to this halacha that you have misu deshmaim. Why? Because you have rules and regulations, you have conditions. Not every avodah in the world carries mitzvah deyanish and misu deshmaim. There's no nesin over here. There's no matana. It's a hadlok. It's a different kind of a mitzvah. Taurus, I think, is a Messina, yeah. We assume that whenever you do Haktorah, so that's the way, as if you're burning it up and as if the smoke goes up to heaven. That's the way to deliver the Matar.
What about the flame? I
love the flame. I don't know, the smoke doesn't go up. I don't think the smoke goes up. It just burns.
I don't think so. If Reyach is Ein Bamila, why do we make a brocha to smell psomi? It's also Reyach only.
Right. No. Why would the Chachamim misaken
a brocha?
The Tzlach has a famous comment on that. He takes fakir. He says the Gemara has a mocker that you say a birchas hareach when the pasuk koil on shomer tahalal ko, I call neshima, you should say halal. You should say when you smell a fragrant aroma of a psalm, so you should say a bracha. So the tzlach rekakashe, if you say kol anedim alam hazeh b'lei bracha mo'al, so why do you need a separate mocker for birchas hareach? Say it's included in anedim alam hazeh. So he says, he hana says that's the reason why, because kol ma'arerech eima mishum mila. So therefore, and anedim alam hazeh b'lei bracha mo'al, so you have to say birchas anedim to avoid mila. But by Reach there is no Mila. It should be Mutter. So if the only marker, the only Mechayiv to recite Birchas Hanenah would have been to avoid Mila, so Reach wouldn't need a Brocha. So that's why it's a Birchas Shevach he wants to say. It's not a Birchas Hanenah. He wants to be Mechadish to Tzlach. He wants to be Mechadish later on that Sugi of Reach, Birchas HaReach. He wants to be Mechadish that Birchas HaReach is really a Birchas HaShevach. It's not really a Birchas Hanenah. It's Tzad HaNoah, you wouldn't be Mechayiv.
But we doesn't know distinguish between Reach and O, that by Reach you are have Mila, and it's a new idiom, Sochem, or what it distinguishes between the two, right?
The Gemara says it's in Gans in a different time. Yeah. That's what the Achronim ask on the Tzla.
Yeah. So
the Gemara says, Kol Amare, there's no Mila because they ain't but Mamish. And Reach, there is Mamish. The person smells it in his mouth.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, Reach, ain't but Mila only applies to the Kteris La'acha Shetala Tim Rasai. Because it's already miskaima mitzvasa, ve'in lechadovish and asis mitzvasa, omoylem boy. That's why there's no mila. But if it's k'teiris that you didn't burn yet, let's say you have a box full of k'teiris and you smell it before you burn, then the Gemara said the first that there would be a din of mila. It's only left the lacha shekvan is kaima mitzvasa. So that's what the later, Rabbi Yosef Engel, I think, asks that. And one of the swan, yes, that against the tzlach, how can the tzlach say that? That's the reason why they had a separate machaiba, separate pasuk kol on shama. To be mechayiv birchas hareach,
He says it's not true because Rech Eim Amila is only a special case by Lachash Atalatim Rasa. But on regular Rech there would be Mila. So this is a person smells Psalmim is regular Rech, there would be Mila. So she'd be Mukhif to say Bracha Mitam and Nedim Alam Azeb Belay Bracha is Mua. That's his tain against his life. Other Achronim also have that tain.
You see the light, it also burns up already.
Not burning, they're still burning. Right.
Yeah,
what's
that's
burning up?
That provides that produces.
It's gone already.
That's
what that's called. It's time of mitzvah. Nasis mitzvah means the mitzvah is completed already. Let's say the menorah is not finished. But let's say the menorah is burning. It's supposed to burn the Erev Ad Boker. What if the menorah goes out in the middle of the night? Taka, what's the din? Taka, this gemara has a machloekis. What's the din by our menorah? Where the cups are zokaklo, or cups ain't a zokaklo. So let's investigate. What was taka din in the Beis Hamikdash? So in the Beis Hamikdash, they defeirish. It says me'er about doikin. If it blows out, the gemara says menachos, you have to light it again. So why is taka a strange thing? If someone would ask me, he lit a Hanukkah candle and it blew out, and it's supposed to burn half an hour. We all know it's supposed to burn half an hour. It blew out in the middle of half an hour. But ask me, they should light it over. I would say, of course you have to light it over. Why does the Gemara, I never understood, why does the Gemara say, Kofsein is Zokakla? That's how we pass them. Ilchasa, Kofsein is Zokakla. If it goes out, you don't have to light it again. Why not?
Because we only
have
No. That's also a machlokes. The Magen Avraham, quotes Maharal, I think, or Maharil. I've got Magen Avraham quotes one of the early Achronim that even though he passed from Kofsa, ain't a zokek law, but it's a mitzvah min amufcha that you should relight it. And the Beis Halevi has in a sefer on Chumash. Beis Halevi has just on Bereishis and Shmos. So at the end of Bereishis, he has chidushim on the sugya of Chanukah. Very beautiful biurim. So he points out that the Rif is beferish against that Magen Avraham. The Rif has on this Gemara, maybe we'll say in a few minutes, the Rif is beferish that we pass from Kopsein as alcohol. There isn't even a mitzvah in a mufcha lachatchila. There's no hider, there's no kiyum at all to relight it whatsoever. That's what he finds. We'll have to see in a minute. So therefore what the Pesuminis is accomplished with the Hadlock already.
That's not Pesum.
So the Chachamim are that it has to burn a shear of half an hour. So why shouldn't they have said, I'll be back, why shouldn't they have said that Kapsa should be Zokaklo? Why shouldn't it be Zokaklo? So the Beis HaLevi has in his Chidushim on the Sugya an interesting comment. He wants to say that this was also based on the Beis HaMikdash. He quotes the sugya in the end of Menachos, but the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah. The Gemara says, let's say the Kohen is in the Beis HaMikdash at 2 o'clock in the middle of the night, and he sees one of the Neiris of the Menorah goes out. So it says in the Chumash, Mi'er about Berk, you have to see to it that it burns. So what does he do? He just walks over, he lights it. So it says in the Gemara, no. Ner Shekoveh, if one of the Neiris of the Menorah went out, so it says, Nidashin HaShemen and Nidashna HaPsilo. The Allah declares that the shemen that's left in the cup, it's a half of a cup full of the menorah. Half a cup full, you have to empty it all out. It's labeled as deshen. It's ashes already. And the psila is labeled as deshen. You can't use that. You can't use the ashes. These are ashes that burn. It doesn't count. Since they were matlik this, they already used it to burn the first half of the night. It was burning for half an hour. The cups are take zakakla, but you have to empty everything out. And start all over again, you have to put in new shemen, zayizach, a new wig. So he says, maybe that's the vart over here. According to the mandama who holds kofsa zokuk law, we don't pass like that. According to mandama kofsa zokuk law, what does it mean? What does it mean? What happened over here? There are two hechitimtzes kofsa. What happens a lot of times is that person mentions chaklet, and then the whole menorah falls down. And all the shemen with everything fell out. And so if you would hold kofsa zokuk law, you would fill it up with new shemen? You would fill it up with new shemen and light again? Or would you say, no, the only time you say kofsa zokuk law is if it went out. You lit it, and if there was a wind, or somebody was running accidentally, and it went out. So then if you have the same shemen and the same psilo, so kofsa zokuk law be mamshich, the hadlaka that you did before, so continue it now by relighting it. But what if everything fell out, and you want to, you say, to light it again, maybe even the mandam holds kofsa zokuk law wouldn't require over there. So that's what the Beis HaLevi is noted to say. He thinks that even the sheet that we pass from Allah HaKavsa in a Zokuk law, but even if you hold Kavsa Zokuk law, he wants to say a Chiddush that it's only Zokuk law to use the same, Rashi says, Lesakno, to be Mesakin it. Not to be Madlik Mechadosh. No. If you've been Madlik Mechadosh, there won't be any Kiyum. And he gives a Mashal, a Dugma,
Moshe Lamad Davidemi quotes the Gemara in Sukkah and Abchav Zayin at the end of the second Perek. There's a machlokes hatanoim but leizen hachachamim whether you can be bein a Sukkah b'chalamoyim. There's somebody who was in Eretz Yisrael and then he comes back to America in the middle of chalamoyim. And Hotnishkin Sukkah, so he's going to build the Sukkah. So the din is, you have to construct a Sukkah that's real kol shiva. It has to be a sturdy Sukkah that can last theoretically for all 7 days. Let's say I build a Sukkah on Erev Yontif, and I know it can only last for 2 or 3 days, and then it's going to collapse. That's not even good for the first 2 days that it is standing. It has to be a Sukkah haruya l'kol shiva. What if, let's say, on Chalamoit Sukkah, I'll build a Sukkah that's going to last for a whole month, it lasts for a year, but I'm only going to use it for the last couple of days of Sukkah. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So he passed him that that's good. It's not a weak Sukkah, it's a very sturdy Sukkah, it's a Sukkah haruya l'kol shiva. I'm only going to sit in the Sukkah for 1 or 2 days, or the last 5 days of Sukkah. That's okay. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, you're only yet to the mitzvah Sukkah if you sat in the same Sukkah all the 7 days of Sukkah. If you have 7 Sukkahs and every day you sit in a different Sukkah, so Rabbi Lezer says that you're not yet to. Yes, Rabbi Lezer says you have to sit in the same Sukkah every day of Sukkahs. We don't pass, and I'll be pashas. The Rasham, I think they quote a Maharil, says, L'chatchili should be cheshish for Rabbi Lezer Shita. But the pashas says, we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lezer, what if your sukkah collapsed in the middle of sukkah? There was a ruch she'ena mitzuya came, and it knocked down the whole sukkah, and now he's left without a sukkah. So what would Rabbi Lezer say? Would Rabbi Lezer say, if I'm going to build a new sukkah, so what if I rebuild the old sukkah? So the Gemara says that's okay. So why? So Tosis adds a girsa onto the Gemara. Tosis says that there are those who have the girsa we don't have it in Agmar. Tosis says, Kamash Malon, that since he's rebuilding the sukkah with the same walls, with the same schap and the same tfanus, so that's the hemshech of the first sukkah. He had a sukkah for the first 2-3 days of Yontif, and then it collapsed, and now he puts it back together again. So since he's using the same walls and the same tfanus, the end of sukkah is the hemshech from the beginning of sukkah. So the Beis HaLevi wants to say the same over here. Even if you would hold like the sheet in the Gemara that we don't pass from, like, even if one were to hold the kafsa is zakuk lo, that should only apply if it was covered. If it fell out, all the shemen fell out, so what are you going to tell me? He should fill it up again with more shemen. He doesn't think that would be a hemshech from the hadlaka from before. So what is going to make a hadlaka for the first half of the hour, the first 15 minutes, another hadlaka for the second? He thinks that doesn't make any sense. The chachamim are misakin to do one hadlaka, not to do two different hadlakas for 15 minutes and another 15 minutes for the half hour. So the only time anybody holds that kafsa zaka klo is if the shemen is still there, the same shemen, the same psilo, and it blew out like the sukkah fell down. So Rabbi Lezer says, if you build the same sukkah up with the same tfanis and the same tach, then it's a hemshech. So if you use the same shemen and the same psilo, then it'll be a hemshech. So he says, maybe that's the reason why we pass ken kafsa ainu zaka klo, because there is a din in Beis HaMikdosh when the menorah blows out in the middle of the night, so you have to rekindle it. State the fairish meyer about boiker all night long has to burn, but the Gemara says near shekove nidashin hashemen nidashno hapsilo. The shemen that's there is perfect shemen. I declare that it's all shengivo and deshen, and the psilo that was there, I declare the whole thing is deshen, and you're not allowed to use that. You have to empty everything out and start again nechodesh. So he says maybe that's the reason. That everything, since you've already done a mitzvah hadlaka with it, so all the shaman and all the psilo is declared as deshen.
So you're making a mitzvah
because it's covered by Smidrash?
Not because of Hidur. No. Deshen means that even with the Eved it'll be possible. Not just the Din Lachat, even with the Eved it'll be possible. So he says maybe that's the reason why we pass in La Loche. The Kafsa ain't a Zakaklaw, because if the Din will be Zakaklaw, what do you tell him to do? We'll insist that it should be Dumi the Migdash. The Haina what? Nidashin Hashem and Nidashin Apsilo. You're going to insist on a new. You're going to insist on a new one. So even the Mandama who holds Kavsa Zokoglo will say this stuff. Lechelech, you're not Mekayim anything. There's no Hemshech. With a new Shem and Apsilo, there's not a Hemshech from the old one. So he suggests maybe that's. Yeah. So he suggests maybe that's the reason why we pass from the Kavsa Eino Zokoglo. Because you're in a bind over here. You can't use the. You wouldn't be able to use the same Shem and Apsilo. Because we'll say Dumi the Migdash is declared as Deshen, Elama, you're going to use a new one. So that doesn't make any sense. Bichlal, what's Taka the Din? Let's say I lit Chanukah. Halacha Lamaisa, is that correct? Let's say I lit Chanukah licht on the first night of Chanukah, and the Shem and the Psilo left. Let's say it blew out early, and the Shem left, and the Psilo is Avadigo, the Psilo is left.
You can use the same tefillah that you lent. So are you allowed to use it the next night? V'hadlakas ha-menorah. So the Rambam in the Darkei Moshe quotes a minhag to be makbid not to use it.
So
he says, okay, hein hein hadvarim she'amarnu, because in Dashan Hashem and Dashan Sila. The only shaila is this glat a minhag, or does it have a makor in the Gemara? I think so. I think it says the tefillos hashmarim that were used on one night, and it was already in this kaim mitzvah song, so the Rambam in the Darkei Moshe quotes a minhag not to use it the next night.
You have to be mighty if you use oil. You have to, if there's a drop of oil, you have to pour it out. You can't add oil to it, according to that.
Yeah?
You have to pour out that.
According to that minig that the Ramo has, the Shiloh, this minig that the Ramo mentions, and I think in Shulchan Aruch, this is the Ramo in the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tours. I don't think the Ramo says it halacha l'maaseh in the Shulchan Aruch. Because there were those who had such a minig. So the Shiloh is there any mocker in the Gemara for or against it? So he says, look in the Gemara on the top line on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. On Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, the Braisa talks about the top line. Amar B'Shem Alevi, it starts off. Ashoshis, a big lantern that has an all day long yard site lamp. So over here you have a big lantern of Shemen and Psilo. Shahaisa Dolekis Ralechis Kalayam Kuloi. All Shabbos, it was burning for 24 hours. Lematzoi Shabbos, he wants to be Yotze Ner Chanukah with this lantern, so he has to be Mechaba, he has to blow out the flame, or Madlik, and he has to light it again. So the Shail is, but he's using the same Shemen and the same Tzilah that he lit last night. Well, the Shail is, what did he light it for last night? Did he light it for Ner Chanukah, or did he light it for Shabbos? So that's the Shail here, Rashi. Rashi and Tosis have a machlek. So Rashi learns Dolekes, the top line, Shehidlika Lemitzvah Chanukah Be'er Shabbos. So Rashi says it was lit L'Shem Be'er Chanukah on Friday afternoon. And nonetheless, Medina de Gemara State Beferish. Rashi learns State Beferish against the Chumash Ramah. Against this Ramah and the Darkei Moshe, quotes those who are machma like that. But the Beis Halevi says, according to Tosis, you have no Gemara that says. Tosis learns the Pshad. The top Tosis has a hechrach. The Yeshlam and the Marish Hedlikim and Chilos are the Tzorach Shabbos. The Kachkor me Hedlika Cheresh Etvi Kotten. Tosis says a hechrach, why they don't learn like Rashi. Why they learn that he lit it L'Shem Shabbos. We're not talking about a case that it was lit L'Shem Ner Chanukah. So according to Tosis, there is no Gemara Faket. There's no Gemara that says like this Chumrah, but there's no Gemara Faket. So it's Shaykh to say that it's even Medina. According to Rashi, it's Beferish against the Gemara. Gemara says Beferish, they can use the same Shemen and the same Tzivah. But according to Tosfos, it's shaykh to say. But the Beis Halevi wants to say like this, on the same night though, to use what you lit last night, the Shemen of Psila from last night, to use it tonight. So according to Rashi, state Beferish that it's okay. According to Tosfos, no Gemara one way or the other, so you can talk about it. But to use the Shemen of Psila tonight, and it blew out, and you want to use it again, so that he says, that's the way we pass them, that Nidashan HaShemen, Nidashan HaPsila is the Gemara in Menachos. When you would carry that over here, so you say you cannot use it again tonight. You cannot use the same Shemen of Psila. So what are you going to say? Well, let's empty everything out and start all over again. So then he says there won't be any kiyum at all. That no one holds that you. That doesn't make any sense at all to say kofsa zoka klo, to fill it up again and to do a hadlaka mecharesh. The only time anybody says kofsa zoka klo is to be mamshich the hadlaka with the same Shemen and the same Psila, like by the sukkah shenafla. That it's a hemshah. That's his suggestion.
The rule of Nedashin Hashem and Nedashin Hapsilo doesn't make sense to say only if I use it tonight is Nedashin, if I use it yesterday is not Nedashin. If it's Nedashin, it's Nedashin. It's a fact. It's something which is a physical thing.
No, it's not a physical thing. No, let's say I lit it for Neri Shabbos. No, let's say I lit it for Neri Shabbos.
No, you say that if he. Zachiritz went at night or it was lit the day before.
Right, if this was used for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, so, and then it blew out, so I declare everything is dashing.
Yeah.
Dashing is a concept in Hakrovis Karbonis.
Right, right.
It's special in Hakrovis Karbonis. Only applies to Migdosh.
What does it make whether it happened tonight, Nidashno, or it happens the day before?
Last night's mitzvah, Ner Chanukah, has nothing to do with tonight's mitzvah.
I know, but
so yesterday's mitzvah.
Using dashing now.
It's not dashing.
No, it's only dashing vis-a-vis last night's mitzvah.
Right.
For last night's mitzvah, it was dashing. If it blew out, for last night's mitzvah,
it would be dashing for always. If
okay,
they would be able to use it the next night if you don't know to say
well,
night.
Station.
It's done because Mr. Amin is a different thing. When you have station, you're supposed to get rid of it. You're not supposed to use.
It's a new adlocker in the base of it.
Yeah. And the Beis HaMikdash once is declared as Deshen, so whatever is Deshen you have to get rid of. You're not supposed to save it and see maybe you can use it sometime in the future.
But here there's no mitzvah. In Beis Hamikdash there's a mitzvah to burn tigel nois atomei, tzulei mekdoshim. So once you have deshen, you have to get rid of it. I think he assumes that yes. He doesn't say beferish, but I think he's working in the Beis Halevi. I think he's working on the assumption that yes. That if the flame went out in the middle of the night and they had to empty everything out and fill it all up in chadash and light again, so they would say bracha. Let's say they wouldn't light the menorah. He's supposed to light me'erev ad boker. He's supposed to light before shkia, and it should burn all night long. Let's say they forgot about it and they don't get to light the menorah in Beis Hamikdash till 5 o'clock at night. So they say bracha. So Mali, if they didn't get to light it at all till 12 o'clock, or they lit it, what time is it now? 4 o'clock. So they lit it at 4 o'clock and it blew out at 11:30, and then they lighted it at 12. So if you start at 12, you say a bracha. So you know, you're doing a new hadlaka. A brand new hadlaka. You say another bracha, I think so. Beis Halevi, I think, assumes that you don't kafs a zakah klada. We don't pass like that. Mandama would hold you don't say another bracha because it's only zakah klada. You're using the hemshach of the same shemen and the same psila. So then it's a hemshach in the midst of something before which you've already recited a bracha. Right, I think so. But in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to use new shemen. So I think he assumes that it's a new adlaka. What do you call it? That's what the Ravid, we mentioned the Ravid in the last parak in Hilchas Brachas, assumes that they used to say bracha in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Tosefta in the end of Psochim says that that Mishnah, in the last daf in Psochim, there's a Mishnah, Birach ala Zevach, Loi Pater es HaPesach, Birach ala Pesach, where the Pater es HaZevach is a Machlek es HaTanoim. So what does it mean, Birach ala Zevach? So the Rashbam learned, Birach ala Zevach, Birach ala Pesach, Hashem Shem Sassonu, al Achilas Korban Pesach, and the Achilas HaKorban. And I think that Tosefta says Beferish there on the Zrikas Adam, because the Gemara talks about whether Shvicha b'chal Zrika, Zrika b'chal Shvicha. So the Rishonim have difficulty. We're talking about the mitzvah of Achilas Psara Pesach and Achilas Chagigas Arbrosar. So what has it got to do whether the Zrika b'chal Shvicha, Shvicha b'chal Zrika? Well, what's the issue? How does the nature of the Zrika Sadam of the Korban Pesach have a shachas with the mitzvah Achilah? So that's what Achronim point out. If you look in the Tosefta, it says beferish that the machlekes hatanan goes on the zrikas hadam. It doesn't go on the achila. And they point out they used to say a bracha on every step of the avodah, on the shechita, on the kabbalah, on the halacha, on the zrika. Every avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, the kohanim used to say another bracha.
Only Nehemah Ovi, but not the other ones. That would have been kavui.
What? Maybe what?
Maybe Nehemah Ovi is enough. So that's what they were talking again. There's one there left. Maybe they don't need to be mocking again.
Says. I don't think so. No. Nehemah Ravi burnt all day long. Yeah. No, all night, all the seven. The din is that all the seven eras ha'ma'akim zezer. All the seven eras. If one of them goes out, you're not even yotze the mitzvah with the other six. You have to be madlik. You have to make sure that all seven are burning all night long. That's the beferish. Yeah.
According to Rashi says that the Ashoshet was the mitzvah.
Yeah, Chanukah.
Why does it emphasize the lake is not left?
Let's say have a Ner Chanukah that's burning from last from the first night Chanukah and still burning into the second night of Chanukah. Wow. Is it sufficient if I just pick it up and put it down and say Shem Shem Shem? I don't know. So the Gemara says that's not enough. You have to be Mechaba or Madlika. You have to be Mechaba or Madlika. So that's Bemis HaShaila. According to... There's really a Machlokes here, Rashi and Tosis. Tosis and the top Tosis then Chav Gimel Amud Aleph is if you hold on the mitzvah, so why isn't sufficient if you just put it down? So Tosis says no. The Gemara says like this: what's the difference halacha lemaisa whether hadlaka is a mitzvah, hanocha is a mitzvah? As far as we're concerned, by Arminor. So the Gemara says the nafkemina will be that the chayru shayt of the cotton will be madlik. The Gemara says v'hashta here on the top of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph around the eighth line from the top. The Gemara says, "V'yod minikam abachin asher kshana tetzvan alahad lek ner shalchanik." We don't say lohaniach ner shalchanik. Shmamino that we pass in lemaskana hadlaka is a mitzvah. Shmamino, right? That's the psak. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Then the Gemara says, "V'ashta di amina hadlaka is a mitzvah." What's enough kamina halacha lemaise? So the kamina is hadlika chereshet v'katan loyasav loy klum. Isha, yes, Isha is just as mukhiv as the men. But the chereshet v'katan is not mukhiv, so if they'll do, the hadlaka won't be good. If the din hastes like this, if the din would have been that hanacha is a mitzvah, then the chereshet v'katan does it, all they have to do is pick it up and put it down. And say a bracha, an anachas ner chanukah. But since we passed in hadlaka is a mitzvah, and the hadlaka was done by the chereshet v'katan, la bracha yuvah seinat yaitzeh. So Taisus frek takasha. Taisus frek takasha. If hidlika chereshet v'katan, all you have to do is pick it up and put it down. If you hold hanachas is a mitzvah, we don't pass like that. But if you would have held hanachas is a mitzvah, would have been enough. So why shouldn't it be the same? I have a candle that's burning for whatever reason or another. I'll pick it up and I'll put it down. Why does it say I have to blow it out? The Gemara says you have to blow it out even if you hold it hanocha is a mitzvah. That's what Taisa asks. Why? So Taisa says no. The only so Taisa says even if you would have held hanocha is a mitzvah, that the kiyum hamitzvah of ner chanukah is by doing a hanocha, but you have to do a hanocha on a cheftza of a ner chanukah. So what labels it? So what makes it into a glot? Let's say we're eating dinner at the table and we had a candle. And then I'm going to take that candle and put it by the window and say, Abrach, lo haniach ner chanukah. So Taisa said, for sure it's no good. Because you have to do a hanocha of a ner chanukah. What labels it as a hanocha of ner chanukah? The fact that it was hudlak, that it had a hadlak in the shem ner chanukah. Even if you hold hanocha or is a mitzvah, but the hadlaka has to be done by somebody in the shem ner chanukah. So even a chereshet to the cotton was a lab bar chiyuve, he's a lab bar das, but he is a bar kavone. So we're not talking about a little baby playing with matches, doesn't know, I'm a sugar, the mamish hasheit, doesn't know what he's doing. No. He's a little meshuggah, but not in ganzen. So he's very meshuggah. But he knows that today's Chanukah and he's creating a cheftza v'ner Chanukah. So when he does the hadlaka l'shem ner Chanukah, you can't say that he's going to be baitzim. He's not mukhi b'dover and a moitzi asachem v'deich ha'vos and a chesh adukot not mukhi b'dover. But he is a bar kavone. So he does the hadlaka l'shem ner Chanukah that creates a cheftza v'ner Chanukah. So then all I have to do is pick it up and put it down. If you would have held it, it is hanocha is a mitzvah. But if it was lit l'shem ner Shabbos, if it was lit to be sitting on the table, it wasn't even lit l'shem ner Chanukah. So even the Yisman Dama who holds hanocha is a mitzvah would also agree you have to be mechaba or madlika. You have to blow it out and light it again. That's what Taisus says is mukhrach for Nizgimar. So that's what forced Taisus to say pshad, that this whole memory of Rabbi Shua ben Levi on the top line of Chav Gimel Amin Aleph is talking, Ashash Shoshav Dalekas Valechas Kol Ayon from Erev Shabbos, it was lit l'shem ner Shabbos. It wasn't lit l'shem ner Chanukah. If it was lit last night l'shem ner Chanukah, so it still has a shame of a chepta v'ner Chanukah, so just pick it up and put it down. Rashi writes b'feirish. So Rashi b'feirish doesn't learn like that, so what is Rashi going to do with Taisus Kasha? So obviously that's what the Prichodesh or the Kivega has like that. The Kivega has a tshuva about that. So he says, obviously Rashi is of the opinion that last night's Ner Chanukah, the Gabi tonight, is like a Ner Shabbos. That's like the Ner on the table. That doesn't count. There has to be lit l'shem Ner Chanukah of the second night, of the third night. Every night is different. And Taisus holds not so. That a Ner Chanukah that was lit for last night has a shem Ner Chanukah for tonight also. So if it would have been lit last night, the shem Ner Chanukah, and it's still burning, if you would have held hanocha is a mitzvah, all you have to do is pick it up and put it down again. Must be, Taisa says, that it was lit l'shem davar acher. So that's why picking it up and putting it down would not be sufficient.
You shouldn't be able to use a shemen either.
What?
Shouldn't be able to use a shemen from last night either.
That's the question. Okay, that's the question. So that's what the Beis Halevi says, that chumre that the Darkei Moshe quotes. Darkei Moshe quotes as a chumre. They should empty out. Our practice is not so. We don't empty out all the shemen. We don't empty out the psilos. You reuse the shemen and the psilos if it's good. But the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour quotes some who are medactic like that. So what is it based on? It's based on the Gemara Menachos. The Nidashan Hashem and the Nidashan Hapsil. But the question is has a mocker and a locher? So the Beis Halevi says, according to Rashi, he's beferish against the Gemara on the top of Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. Says beferish, you can use it. But according to Taisus Pshat, that the Gemara is only talking of his lit last night l'shem ner Shabbos, not l'shem ner Chanukah. So there is no beferish Gemara that says a word about it if it was lit l'shem ner Chanukah. So then it's a mockum to say that just like in Migdosh we say Nidashan Hashem, Nidashan Hapsilo, and you're never allowed to use it again for another, it's labeled as deshen, so you can say the same as on Ner Chanukah. But he says, but he says, even if you'll hold, not like the Tosfos, but he says, but also halayla, you can say that, yeah, that's how he learns his gemara. Tonight, if it went out, that you should relight the same thing, so that's the reason for the way we pass them. That's what he wants to say. That's the reason why we pass them kofsa ein lezakakla. Why? What are you going to do? You're going to light again the shame shem and epsila for tonight's purposes labeled as desh. What are you going to empty it out and fill it up anew? No one holds like that. There's no hemshech, so no one holds like that.
Why did one set that on the last?
Take any light. I mean, why does the Gemara have to go through
such a
thing to burn all day?
Because nobody burns a light in other days the whole day.
Because
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It says, right, because it's a strange
money.
Because normally this Mara Gemara, they turn off the lights when they walk out of the room. They turn off the lights in order to conserve energy.
Shabbat.
No, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. Hoiso dolekes v'hoilechas kol ayam kulo l'matzoi Shabbos. It says the thing.
Because on Shabbos you do it.
That's what he says, l'matzoi Shabbos. It says it's burning a whole Shabbos.
But
they don't burn it.
You just
have to have a candle for how it was.
Same thing.
And I decided to take that candle and use it.
Yeah,
and
Economy, same thing.
I use it as an example of a marriage I burned 2,500, which is a real more complicated type of thing.
That's a Matthias.
Why was it? He's asking, why did Rabbi Shimon Levi give that case? Should have given a different
case.
Because
it's a mitzvah that you burn on Shabbos, you can't put it out, but the other one you can put out and put it on again.
That's a question. That's a good question.
That's not a good question because on Shabbos you can't put it out. Once it's burning,
he's asking, according to Tosfos, he should have given a different case on a Wednesday night.
Wednesday would have put it out. They wouldn't leave it burn all day.
He's asking, he's given a different case that he lit the candle to eat dinner, and then he wants to move the candle over to the windowsill. Okay. So I got the cash.
I believe one set of the last
pay of
Hanukkah.
But what?
Every person puts the end of the at the same time we pass the Shem HaShad, the 5 feet of the stuff. And that Hanukkah should push the light again by eating the end of.
Yeah. The Beis HaLevi has that kasha. Also, he has to hold the kasha. Beis HaLevi has that kasha. If you have... But people will walk out, new people will walk by after 20 minutes and they're not going to see any there, so why isn't there a chashad? Okay. That was the practice, the Zman HaGemara. They lit right away at the Tchilas HaLayla and it burned for half an hour. So the Beis HaLevi has that kasha. So he wants to say, based on Rashi, he comes up with the Chiddush Niflo. He says, Tzorachin, how come none of the Paskin pointed out his Chiddush? He says, if you read the Rashi, the Rashi towards the bottom of Chof HaHof HaMer Aleph, Kofsa Nechanik Zokok Lo Lissakna, Hilkach Tzorach Lachatchila Lassas Yofa Dilma Pasha Voloi Misakin Lo. So he thinks that Rashi means like this. A lot of times you light Chanukah candles, especially with oil, with wicks. She askinon. If the air is going to go out, so of course it's going to be kindled. What does the Gemara say here? If your kapsa is zokuk lo, then we wouldn't allow you to bench Chanukah lich with the shvach shmonim psilois because we don't trust you. The flame may go out, and we know you. You're a chashud. You're not going to rekindle it, so we don't allow you lechatchila to light with the shvach. So this is also Berishi asking. We're talking about a man who's benching Chanukah lich. So what do you mean if the halach is that kafsa zokah klozer, he's going to light it again? What is going to be a paisik on his own? He's going to pass the kafsa in his zokah klozer. Over here, he left the rov. The rov tam kafsa zokah klozer. He says no, it's a judgment over here. If it goes out, a lot of the man's going to light it again if the din is kafsa zokah klozer. But it's going to be dim, and he's going to say no, it's still burning. The nair is still burning, but it's not really burning like a flame. So he says, that's the pshat in the Gemara. So he says, there's no chashan. The people will walk by, they're going to see a shracha.
Right.
They'll see a shracha light. They'll see something is a light. It looks like it's holding by Gesisa. The flame looks like it's holding by the end. So the people, and it's going to look like that for the next 3 hours. It's going to keep on looking like that till Chatzos HaLaila. So he says that's gonna, there won't be any problem of chashad because they see that it is still burning. But that's not a kiyama mitzvah. As it stands on, is no kiyama mitzvah. So that's the machlokes, that if you hold kafsa zokokla, not the lechoshid that he's not going to want to do the din, we don't trust him. No, why shouldn't you trust him? If it would have gone out, of course he would rekindle it, if you tell him that's the din. But he says the whole chashad is that it's not going to burn well. But he says, if it goes out, even la halacha that we pass in kafsa, ain't a zokokla. You have to light it again because of the chashad. But then he says, "V'tzorchiyon shalom atzina davizeh b'shum echad me'aposkin." That's his shtickle tayr.
Pots and the pens didn't have to be used all the time.
Again, in the Beis HaMikdash, if it goes out in the middle of the night, you have to light it again because of the pasuk Me'er Avad Boker. Yeah. Lechem Aponim is a pasuk. Lechem Aponim Lefanai Tomid. No. When you makriv korbanos, if you have no business, then garnish. There's a din. Eish Tomid Tukaral Mizbech Lo Sikha. There's a separate din. You're not permitted to be mechaber the Eish, but you don't have to be makriv korbanos all day long.
The pots and the pens that they use, they
have a lot of kelim, yeah. Even with new sham and epsilon. Yeah. I mean, you can think of with the whole assumption of the Beis HaLevi. You can think of very easily. If your kufs is akakla, the Beis HaLevi postulates a klal, he makes an assumption that it only makes sense if it's the same shaman of psilo. But if it fell out, to say that you have to fill it up again, nobody would hold like that. You say, Mackenzie Dinger on the whole assumption. The whole beer that he gave in the psak, the kofsa, and his alkaloid was all based on that assumption also. You can dig yourself with the whole assumption. Right. That's our practice. We do use it.
Yeah,
we don't follow
it.
The Ramon, the Darkei Moshe, quotes those who are machmer like this, but lemaisa we don't follow that. We reuse the shaman and the psilim.
Last day, I think this gives us that you have to destroy things.
Right, places quotes the shulchan. Whatever is left over at the end of Chanukah, you have to oisalam madura b'fnei atzmai. The sorfa.
Right.
That's places quotes that the shulchan quotes it as if it's a brisa in the gemara. We don't have such a brisa, but that's what's quoted in the shulchan.
Yes.
I don't know, that was a takana. They wanted to make Pirsumi Nisa, and the Beis HaMikdash has nothing to do with Pirsumi Nisa. Nobody. No, that's a different thing. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Mishet Tishok HaChama Shetichle Regal Min HaShuk, the Gemara Chof Allah from the Beis, the Gemara Chotza Braise from Masechus Sofrim. So the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes that, so he says, V'kamuhu, so he says, Kemo chatzisho o yoyser. Approximately. Kemo chatzisho yoyser, approximately half an hour or a little more. So what is this man? So that's what Rapirish Melech Dinever has in, the Bnei Yisoscha has a separate Sefer Chidushim on Hilchas Chanukah. So Rav Soloveitchik was Madaik from the same Lashon HaRambam that the Dinever has on. Why does he say, Kemo chatzisho o yoyser? So he says, the Rambam is saying in his days how long it was. If you live in a different society and the people hold you all night long, like Rav Avila Soloveitchik used to live across the street from a theater. So on Chanukah they used to come out from the theater at 11:30 at night, out of the movies. No, they still have the movie house, it's still there. Edison. Yeah, Edison Theater. So he used to sit on Chanukah lift that it should burn all night long so that when the people come out of the theater, they should still see it. It's like also regular manashu. So when the Rambam says, Kamocha Tisho, oh Yoyser, means whatever it happens to be. It's not an absolute shear of a half an hour. Like the Magen Avraham writes it in. Let's say a person comes home from work and it's 10 minutes before the end of Tichle Regal Menashuk. So he has to hurry up, he wants to bench Chanukah. So how much oil does he have to put? So he says he only has to put 10 minutes worth of oil. He doesn't have to put a half an hour. There's no thing that has to burn a half an hour. It has to burn. So we are madlik mibifnim. We madlik. Taisus writes on Amidays Tosfos al Chaf Aleph and Beis Din Mamaschol, the Eloy Adlik Madlik. It depends who is your audience for whom you're being Madlik. The whole purpose of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah is to accomplish a Pesumi Nisa. So it depends. If you do what, like it says, Medina de Gemara, it says in the Brice, right in the middle, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Nichal Pesach Beisem Mibachutz. So who is your audience that you're intending for? The Bnei Rishus Harab. So the Gemara says, once it's going to be Tichle Regel Menashuk, so there's no more Bnei Rishus Harabim. You have very few people walking around, so then there's no Pesumi Nisa. So if it's 10 minutes before Tichle Regel Menashuk, and another 10 minutes come up, no one is going to be walking around in the street. So you only have to put in Shem, and then it should burn another 10 minutes. We who are Madlik Mibifnim, so we have, so the Tosfos says, on Chofalof HaMembeis, the end of the Ramaschal, V'iloy Adlik Madlik, L'ri Nire, the Atob is Manazeh Hastis, Ein Lochish Masta Yadlik, you can light the menorah all night long. Da'anu Ein Lonu Haker, Elu L'bnei Abayish, Arei Mandik Mibifnim. So as long as all the Bnei Abayish are awake, let's say you have, they have 9 children, a husband and wife, you have 11 people in the family. So if 1 or 2 children are sleeping, 3 children are sleeping, so you still have 8 people awake. So that's the majority of the audience is still there. And if half the family is sleeping already, so that's like also a regular menashuk. Each case it depends.
Those people have these Yerushalmim and over that hang outside, no longer inside. The minute waiting for a lot of people have these.
The light outside, yeah. Yeah.
In the house. The houses.
Yeah, it all depends which community, what street you live on, when the people walk around. If the Iker is mom and the people are walking around, let's say the people leave work at 5:30, let's say, and then they come home between 6:15 and 7. So if the 7 is called Sarega Banashuk, just because you have 2 or 3 people walking around, that doesn't help. But if you live in a neighborhood where it's Lebedik all night long, the people walking, so it's not called Sarega Banashuk,
the lady.
That's the Shaila, another Shaila. The Gemara says that Tichle Regem and Ashuk, when is that? So the Gemara says, Tichle Regem and Ashuk, Adkam, Amar Rabba Bacham, Rabbi Yochanan, Adikal Yerigla de Talmudoi. That's around 15 lines from the top of Chof Aleph and Bey. So Rashi says that the Talmudoi was a Goyish nation. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Talmudoi were Rishoim who were anti-Semites. The Gemara says, when all of the Talmudoi will drop dead, the Jews will make a holiday. As they state. The Jews are going to make a yontif when Talmud will be wiped out. They were such anti-Semites that you gave the Yidden and Bovel a hard time. So obviously they're goyim who hate us. And nonetheless, it would appear, that's what the Rabbi is saying, nonetheless it would appear from the Gemara that there's an inyan of Pesumi Nisa for those goyim, for these anti-Semites, you want to show them. Others, Dingzach, that's what the Rav always used to say. He said that Pirsumi Nisa by Mikra Megillah, we have Pirsumi Nisa by only 3 mitzvahs, by Mikra Megillah, by Arba Kaisis, and by Ner Chanukah. That's the only 3 cases where the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Levi says that women are Mechuyev. Here in Chov Gimel Amud Aleph, around 10 lines from the top. Amar Rav Shmuel Levi, Nosh Mechayov is Ner Chanukah, Shafin Hai B'yos HaNes. So on the right hand side in the Masoros HaShas, it gives you the maramokum to Psochim and to Megillah, where it has the same memory, Lagabi Arba Kaisis and Lagabi Mikra Megillah. The all 3 mitzvahs have one thing in common, that the essence of these 3 mitzvahs is Pesumi Nisa. So that's why women are just as mechuyev as men.
It's only for us.
So that's what the Rav used to point out. He said Arba Kaisis is only Pesumi Nisa for Yidden, and Mikra Megillah is only for Yidden. But he says apparently over here, that's what he used to claim, apparently over here by stories, that the Pesumi Nisa is for Goyim is also an Inyan Pesumi Nisa. And the traditional poskim in Shulchan Aruch assume not so. The Pashtus in the Mishnah Berurah and all the other poskim.
Having a Seder by himself, a woman or a man?
Himself. Yeah. It's better to have a crowd, but it's also Pesumi Nisa for himself. Laharis, the Rambam writes, the Chol Davar Chai Barim Laharis, Kilo Hiyatzim Mitzah. So he's being married. So the others in the Shulchan Aruch, they assume the Farish not so. The Shulchan Aruch, they assume. Let's say I'm the only one traveling salesman and I'm in Waco, Texas, whatever, there are no Jews in the whole city. So the Mechaber writes that you can't say a bracha on the Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. You have to have some other Jew who's going to see it. If you're the only one and no one else sees it, you have to have an audience. You can't just be madlik for yourself. You have to be madlik for someone else, and the other people have to be Jews. They can't be going.
They don't know if Jews are going to pass.
So you have to be madlik in such a, you have to live in a Jewish community. Okay.
So you see,
to live in Borough Park.
So you see the difference between Hanukkah and Pesach.
So that's why if you read the Rashi slowly, Rashi sounds like he says Rigla the Tamidoi. These anti-Semites, these Nachrim, used to sell the newspapers. They used to sell logs. They used to sell wood to burn in their furnace. So as long as they would be selling their newspapers or their candy bars, so the Jews went out to buy the logs or to buy whatever they were peddling, and then they would come home. So as long as the merchants, the Goyish merchants, would be in the street, so it wouldn't yet be Tichler Egel and Hashuk of the Eden. But once the Goyim stopped selling, so then the Eden stopped walking in the street. So that's why there's no longer any Pesumim. Everybody stayed at home.
So you see a chilek in Pesach, and the Pesach you have Pesumim for yourself. If you make a Seder for yourself alone.
Right.
Here, if you have yourself alone, you wouldn't be Madlik Nair.
Right, it has to be Bethair. It has to be for Acherim. It has to be for Acherim.
The whole Abluki now is Bethnim, because the Pesumim is of B'nai Bayis.
You don't have to light candles.
With what?
The Hanukkah Hotel in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Alone,
you're going to have the Mechaber quotes a Yesh Oimrim that if you're going to be Madlik in an Oifen, that no other Yidin will see it, I swear that you're not Yetzin. You have to be Madlik Chotch that someone else should see. So Taisus says it makes a difference. If you're lighting in the streets, so the audience that you're intending for, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, so once it's Kol Sei Regel V'Nashuk, once most of the people are no longer roaming around the streets, so you can't fulfill a mitzvah. But Bizman has said that we're Madlikim Ifnim, Babayis, so then the Kozman, the Bnei Bayis are awake. So it's not Kosar Regelman Ashur. That's the Shiloh. Let's say the husband is going to come home at 6 o'clock and he knows that his children are going to hold you around till 2 o'clock in the morning on Chanukah night. They're going to have a Chagig or whatever. So does he have to put in such long candles that are going to burn from 6 o'clock till 2 o'clock? That's what it means? That's what it means. The way the Dinah is said on the Rambam, Kemo Chatzi Shor Yoiser. So the Rambam is saying, Bosom Mokim, Bosom Zan in Egypt. But if you live in a different community, so if we're Madlik for the Bnei Abayis, it has to burn longer. So that's a Dion in Achronim. So some Achronim, this Dechemin, has a whole discussion about this. He quotes, some Achronim say, the Bach has a discussion of this. Some Achronim say, the reason why it has to burn, let's say the traditional idea, has to burn for half an hour is that in a half an hour you're going to have a lot of different people or even Meshavim passing by. You're going to hop around a lot of Pesumi Nisa. But it's going to have the exact same people looking at the Benoira, the same people there in Zaharum. So if you lit the menorah for 5 minutes, Maspik, why do they have to stare at the menorah for half an hour? So that's what some Achrayim held, that if you Bizman Ezesh Madlikim Ifnim, there's no need for a half an hour. If it burns for 5 minutes, or less than 5 minutes is also good. There's no Shia. So the Sechemin writes that he would. Mr. Chemin was a Sephardi who was born in Eretz Yisrael, I think, no? Then he had a Rabbonis in Russia. And all the Minhagim were different. Everything was in Gansan different. So he used to send, the whole Chemin is, he used to send letters to all the other Rabbonim in Europe. What's going on? Are they doing the right thing? Are they doing the wrong thing? He didn't know what to say. So he used to correspond with many different Gedolim of his Kufa. So he has about this, he came to his community, and they had the strange minig that I think the Chaver Kaddisha Dachzacha, whatever, one of the tzedak organizations in the city was in charge of selling the Neris Chanukah, but they sold very small Neris Chanukah. They sold for half a dollar, very small Neris Chanukah that only burned 15, 20 minutes. And even though he knew that the Bach quotes such a shita that Achshav Bizman Hazeh Shemidlik Meofnim, there's no need for half an hour. You have the same people see. You're not going to gain more people. You're not going to be more presuming. So the same people saw already, so you would say, but still, since it's Onganum and not so, so he insisted that they should make candles twice as long, and the tzedakah should make twice as much money, and everybody was happy. He was happy that there were Yotzei Lamahadrin. Yeah, but the Shaila is, once you say like that,
you should be all night long.
So you should insist, not just a half an hour. If you say that, there is no halach a half an hour. That's what the Rav used to say. The Magen Avraham quotes that if you're lighting 10 minutes before Kol Sei Regel Tichler Regel Min Hashuk, you only have to put in enough oil that it should burn for 10 minutes. So if you're lighting the Bifnim and you hold like this day, that it shouldn't just burn for 5 minutes. You need the full Shia. So what's the full Shia? As long as all the B'nai Bayis, the right B'nai Bayis, are going to be awake. So if you have B'nai Bayis to stay up all night long, so you should light such big Neiris that are going to burn till 2 o'clock at night. That's what Rabbi Avila did. Rabbi Avila was consistent. He learned that shot in the Rambam, and that's what he did. He lit long nevis that burned the whole time.
Mm-hmm. we don't have a regular shiur?
And Achanan, Morgan Abram says there is no regular shiur. That's correct. Right. There is no regular shiur. Kefiah Mokam and Kefiah Zman. Which day of the week is it? And is it raining? And is it snowing? It depends when it's going to be Tichla Regel and Ashur. On different days and different communities, is going to be a different shiur.
If not, it's lighting. All day night or all day?
No, yeah, it's another problem. It's not my problem.
If you like only for the B'nai Bayis, so what's the difference? How many B'nai Bayis there are? If you live by yourself, you want the B'nai Bayis, you should also, why shouldn't you have to make up Orcha?
Yeah, the Pashtus, as one would say, yes. So you have 100%. Yeah. You have 100% participation of the audience. That's Alpi Pashtus. But the Mechaber quotes are, Yeshayim, I think, that you always have to be madlik for Acherim. Pesumin has to be by Arbekaisis and by Mikra Megillah, it's not. The Pesumin is for myself. And by Hadlokas Neres Chanuk, he claims, the Mechaber quotes a Shita, that it always has to be for Acherim. And you have to have Chodsh one Yid. So if you're living in a city with no other Yid, you're going to see it. So I think he has a Shita that you should be madlik without a broch.
What about Kiyas Shofar? Blow for yourself?
No, Kiyas Shofar is not related to Pesumin Issa. I'm listening, yeah. That's zichen, that's not a problem. Rosh Hashanah is here. These three mitzvahs are all Pesumin Issa. And the Abukosis with the Mikra Megillah, I can accomplish Pesumin Issa without anybody. If I'll have a minion, is about it better. But if you don't, it's also good. So what about Ner Chanukah? Can I accomplish Pesumin Issa? Beinila beinatzmi. Well, no one is going to see my neiros. On the one hand, I can say, well, I've the audience that it's intended for is 100% there. That's me, myself, and I, and I'm there. So I'm there the whole time. Or should you say, no, you have to have Pesumin Issa by Ner Chanukah. Has to be for Achim. So that's the machlokes. That's the shaila that the Mechaber calls.
Are girls supposed to light it for
the Gemara says that women are just as mechuyev as men. The only thing is that Nikar Adin, the Braisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvahs, Nechanik, and Neri should be. So Nikar Adin, you only have to have, all the B'nai Bais have to be Madvik one Menorah. So Elamai, we do the Mahadrin, do Ne'eloch Olechot V'yechot. Mahadrin Ne'eloch Olechot V'yechot is also a big machlokes. What the Pirush HaMilas is. It's interesting. No one noticed that it's a machlokes. You look through the Shulchan Aruch, everybody read over quickly. They didn't read the Rambam carefully. And the Sefer Galya Masechta. Galya Masechta was the Rav Navardik, Rav David Navardik. He was a contemporary of Rav Chaim Balozhin. So Galya Masechta has this in his Sefer, and the Beis Halevi has in his Sefer on Chanukah. And then after them, everybody points it out. That it's a Beferish and Machlokes between the Rambam, and a few Rishonim say Beferish like the Rambam, against the Ramah. Who did the Ramah, which Rishonim the Ramah have, we don't know. A machlokes is the Rambam and a group of Rishonim against the Rambam. How do you translate the words? Ne'eloch olechot v'yechot. So the Rambam teaches like this. The Balabais, Nikra Adin, only have to light one there. You have one Shamus and one there, and fighting the first night, the second night, the third night. And then the Mahadrin, I light Ne'eloch olechot v'yechot, means like this. I have 9 children, and I have a wife, and me, that's 11. So the first night I light 11, the second night I light 11, the third night I light 11 with the Shamus. Every night I light 11. And then Mahajan, Mina Mahajan, and Moshe the Hoylech. I keep on lighting more. Okay. I keep on lighting more. So the Rambam does not learn, and he's the Beis Halevi is Medayik. The Galya Masechta just shows the Machlokes. The Rambam and the Ramah, fighting. The Beis Halevi shows the Machlokes. The Rambam and the Ramah. And then he shows that he's Medayik. If he reads slowly, the Lashon of the Shulti Gibarim is like the Rambam, that the Balabais is Madlik Moor. And then he claims that Tesis also sounds like the Rambam, that the Balabais is Madlik Moor. And the Ramah is the first one who records this practice. The Ne'eloch Olechot V'yechot means that the Balabais is Madlik, and his first son is Madlik, and the second son is Madlik, and the third son is Madlik. And there's a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. By Kotnu Shehigia Lechinuch, are you supposed to be Mechanach your child for a Hidur Mitzvah also? Or you say, no, Ad G'day Kach, if he's a Kotnu Shehigia Lechinuch, he's a Yosem. So the mother should see to someone should see to it that he's madlik as Amunah. But it's Nishken Yosem. The father's lighting Chanukah Lech, and all of his brothers who are passed by mitzvah are lighting on their own. Mahadrin light Ne'eloch Olechot V'yechot. So what about the Kotna Shigil Lechinuch? Is there an Indian of Chinuch HaMahadrin? So the Mogan Avram has a steer in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Chanukah, the whole Hilchas Chanukah is in Ganzen 15 Dachim in the Shulchan Aruch. So there's a steer between one simon and the other, both two Ramos, I think. But the Kotnashi, Higia Lechinuch, whether you have to be Mecharach your child for the Mahadrin also. I think the meaning in most places is that yes, we can afford it, you can afford it. So the child, even before Bar Mitzvah, unless you're afraid he's going to make a Srecha.
But normally your children, even before my mitzvah, you mechanech them that they light their own neris. So that's a shaila. What about daughters? What about women? Do you say that you have, following the Ramah's practice, that you have ne'er l'chol echad v'yechad, the Mahadrim means that everybody lights their own menorah, not that the Baal HaBayis lights 11 neiris. If he minyan b'nei beiso, that's how many neiris he should light. Like there are women who light neiris Shabbos according to how many grandchildren and great-grandchildren have on Ashir. So that's what the Rambam writes by Ner Chanukah, that the Mahadrim is ne'er l'chol echad v'yechad, the b'nei beiso, the Baal HaBayis lights a whole bunch of neiris every night. And the Ramah learns not so. The ner l'cholechad v'yachad means kolechad v'yachad. Madlagas haner shelo and is up tanegin and bracha. So that's the shaila. What about the wife and what about the daughters? Should they also be madlik b'fnei atzma? So that's what some poskim say. The wife should not. No, because ishta kigufoi. How can you say the wife should light her own? It's like the same person is going to madlik one menorah, then he's going to madlik another menorah with a bracha. What's he madlik another menorah with a bracha? Mamish a bracha levatola. He was yotzei already. So ishta kigufoi. The husband was madlik already, so how can the wife be madlik later on? And what if it would be the reverse? What if the wife was madlik first, and then the husband comes home from the office and he's going to also say yishtik kigufoy? That the husband said, they don't say like that. The poskim don't say. They only say in one direction. How can it be in one direction? Sir Rashi Soloveitchik, he used to laugh when he learned that. He said he didn't understand. What are they talking about? What does yishtik kigufoy have a shaychus here? He thought yishtik kigufoy is only a shaychus in psula. Yedis, they have a couple of rare instances. What kind of a shaykh is that? Big achrenim say like that. The Darkei Moshe has in the Mishnah Berurah quotes. A few achrenim have like that. Early achrenim. He couldn't understand what the shaykh was. Yeah. And then the Chassam Sofer talks about... That's what he thought. Yeah. If you want to observe the Hidur of Ne'er L'chol Echad V'yechad, the way the Ramah writes, that every person writes his own, so he didn't understand why you should apply Yishtei Gigufa. He said that even the wife should like. And about the daughters also, the Chassam Sofer has... I think in the Droshes to Chanukah, the Chassam Sofer writes a Tam why the minig was that only the sons light and the daughters don't light. Even the daughters who are passed by mitzvah don't light the Roman era. Why not? So he says that since Bismar HaGimar, the minig was that they lit al Pesach Beis HaMibachutz and Kol Kfud HaBas Melech Panimo. So what, the girl's going to walk out in the street to light a menorah in the street was a Shaya. So even though Bismar HaZeh, we don't have that practice, we light inside. So it's a carryover from the earlier generations that the girls didn't light their own. So very difficult time. So Rachel used to say that he doesn't see what's wrong. He didn't think that it was an act of preachers that the girl should light their own menorah. A married woman should light her own. Maybe today it would be an act of preachers. I don't know. Maybe today would have a different connotation. But years ago when it wasn't so... Remember Rav Soloveitchik, one of the themes that he always used to mention in a lot of drushes that we live in a neurotic world. We shouldn't try to imitate the neuroses. We don't have to cater to the neuroses. I never understood I was a young boy, I didn't understand what's so neurotic. Now I see it's a neurotic world, but 30 years ago I never saw that it was so neurotic. Maybe you were. The Rav used to kept on saying it's a neurotic, they were almost sugar. I don't know, they said that Rav Velvula made a comment about Rav Chaim, his father. He said, my father Rav Chaim had such insight, he could analyze the situation and tell you, if you'll go this way, what will be in another 60 years? And if you go that way, what will be the outcome? And then he said, but I don't have that penetration. I don't have such power of analysis. He can't see what's going to be. And then he paused for a moment, and then he said, but I think I have a certain mila over the other Rabbanim, over the other contemporaries of mine. He said, at least I can see what's under my nose. The others can't even see what's under their nose. Forget about looking what's going to be in 60 years. So that's what the Rav used to keep on hacking. It's a neurotic world, it's a neurotic world, and many of us didn't see it. So the stomach was, and we couldn't even see what's under our nose. Now, it's not under our nose. Now they crack their heads open and they bopped us over the head. Now we don't have to look. Yeah. You don't have to look what's under your nose. They slap you in the face and they show you how much sugar everything is. Anyway, but at that time, Rav Soloveitchik didn't see what was wrong. Maybe today has different connotations of single girls and married women. But Mika Radin.
The minigun is fine. Only the Baal HaBayis fights. Nobody else.
Really? Like the Rambam, maybe. Yeah. Like the Rambam.
Person
a separate menorah.
The significance of personality.
you know, one person lights the Acherim, but then the Acherim are going to light one another.
Each one wants to light his own.
But it's for the other people in the household.
No, for the other people to see. For the other people to see. But each one does his own mitzvah.
So I'm going to have 10 people in the house, and the father lights it for the children. They've all seen.
No, he lights it that they should all see his menorah. Right. Then they light it that everybody else should see. No, each one wants to do the mitzvah. That's not a question. No, this is stomach question. According to the Ramo, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharil the question. What do you mean? The first, but when the Balabais is Madlik, the Menorah, everybody's Yetzi ready. So how can one of the Bnei Bais decide he's going to be Madlik with a Bracha? Isn't a Bracha about Tala Hidah's Yetzi ready? What do you have such a wild Hidah mitzvah to do a mitzvah against, like Moshe Lamal David Daimah, the first person that lit the Menorah, he was Yetzi? He's going to send down another Menorah, say another Bracha. Is that a Bracha about Tala? So the Magen Avraham quotes in the name of the Maharil that the answer is, he says, crucial, the answer is that when the first person in the family lights, all the others have Kavanah Shalom Lotzeis. Let's say at the time that the Balabas lived, we weren't thinking one way or the other. Then 15 minutes later we decide we want to be Mahadrim, we want to light on our own. So then according to the way the Maharil says, that would be a Bracha L'Atala, you were Yotzi already. How can you light your own later on? Ne'eloch alecha v'yechod is not really a mahadrin. Ne'eloch alecha v'yechod means like this. If you have kavana shalom lotzeis, medina you're not yotzei. In medina you mechuyev used to be madlik your own menorah. So why is it called mahadrin? It's a heder to have his in, not to be yotzei. That's the heder.
Isn't it the same thing like when you say when you make a talah, you make a bracha, and everybody answers omen on the shlich tzibur of omen. Now, if you have a kavanah to be yotzei, so you don't have to make a bracha again.
So there'll be a bracha about
tola. So you have to be, you're not the
have to never mind the famous kavanah. So that's what the Maharil and many pasukim hold, like that when the first one of the Bnei Bayis lights, all the other Bnei Bayis have to have in mind Mishas Maisa the famous kavanah shalolot says, if they want to do the Mahadrin, and that's what, and then Medina Nemuchi have to be Madlik again. So the heder merely consists of having in mind not to be yotzei. But then once you have that in mind, then Medina the Gemara, you mechuyev to be madlik on your own. Other poskim disagree. Avelvela and others before Avelvela disagree with this whole idea of the Maharil. It's really questionable whether kavanah shalom lotzeis helps. Yeah. You see, if somebody says the bracha on Hal, the Chazan says the bracha shekir sham tzatzis vanu, mikro asa halel, and I'll say amen. So if I have kavanah shalom lotzeis, then you don't apply shemeh koin. If the Balta can't blow shayfer, and one of the people has kavanah shalom lotzeis, he's not yotzei. The Baal Kair is reading the Megillah, and I have the Ferish kavanah shalom lotzeis. So let's say the Baal Shachris is saying all the 15 birchas hashachar. So I say amen. The Marashdam has a chuva about that. He doesn't like the meaning, but they have like seen him that everybody says all the birchas hashachar out loud. So before you get to korbanos, everybody already has mea brachas. I say 15 birchas hashachar, then I say 15 times amen after his brachas, and I say 15 times amen after your brachas. So before I even begin, I already have my mea brachas. I start off the day right. Huh?
225.
So that's okay. Okay. So he tainas that if someone is going to listen to someone else's brachas, going to say amen, he has to have the feirish kavanah shalolot. If he's not going to have kavanah, the feirish not to be yotzi, he already is yotzi with the amen on the other brachas. And when he says the brachas on his own, it's a bracha about tova. So there we understand kavanah shalolot says, you can't force Shemeh Kaina down my throat if I don't want to be yotze with your brachas or with your tkiyas or with your mikra megillah. So you can't force it down my throat. But over here by Ner Chanik and Ner Yishebeso, all the Bnei Bayis are yotze with one menorah. So what do you mean I have kavanah shalolot says? I don't even have to be there in the home when it's being madlik as haneris. The Gemara says one of the Amoraim used to stay in the Beis Medrash and his wife would be madlik babayis, and he would be yotze. So you see, you don't even have to be present. You don't have to be watching. So who says kavanah shalom lotzeis even helps? There's a makom to say when you pick up a lulav and an esrig and you have kavanah shalom lotzeis, then it's not counted as a ma'is mitzvah. When I listen to the tkiyas, I listen to kiddush, and I listen to the birchas hahalo, whatever I listen, and I have kavanah shalom lotzeis, so the shemeh koina doesn't apply. But if it's a mitzvah that you can fulfill without seeing, without touching, without hearing, nothing. A ner chanuk is being lit in my home. Maybe you're even yotzei bal korchacho. Let's say Marshal Madavdan, a mezuzah. I have to have a mezuzah on the door, so someone wants to do me a taifa. He puts the mezuzah up on my door, and I scream, I don't want you to put the mezuzah up. Kavanah shalom lotzeis. Mitzvah bal yosim and b'shuluch, I want to do the mitzvah.
There's a makom to say the mezuzah is there. What do you mean you have kavanah shelo latzis? You live in this home and the mezuzah is there, so it could be that you yotzei bal korchacho. So that's a question whether that's necessarily the hesber. The Maharil claims that the hesber of the Seyed Adin of Rahadrin, the way the Ramo understands the Mahadrin, Ramo got it from the Maharil, obviously. The Mahadrin means everybody sins on his own Chanukah lift, and everybody says his own bracha. So the Maharil is the marker of that Ramo. So he says the word is Yad Kavan Shalom, Lord says. So therefore you mukhayib medina to light your own. So others don't hold like that. Others hold no. You already were Yotze within there. Whoever lights first, everybody was Taka Yotze. And the Mahadrin means the Chachamim made a Takone Miuchedes, that if you want to do a Hidr, you can light the Teres Chavas Gavre. Even though all the B'nai Bayis were basically Yotze with the first Hadlokah, and even if you have Kavana Lotze with the first Hadlokah, whoever chooses to can do another Hadlokah later and be Yotze his own Mitzvah.
By Sfira, when you miss a day in Sfira.
One minute. What did he say?
You miss a day in Sfira,
yeah.
You can't count anymore.
Yeah.
But the answer would be that you should listen to someone who sells Sfira and you answer Omein.
But you get
Shmei Kalinus. You get you just like you ate if you made the own broken.
No, it's like this. Yeah. If you miss the day in Sfira, there's a machlekes, the Bahagin faces. Whether it pays at all, are you mechuyev to continue to count? So the Bach says that if you continue to count, there won't be any mitzvah because the Talmud means. And Tosfos disagrees and says, no, there is no such thing. So that's why we make a pshara, we do the svira on a bracha. But according to Tosfos, you really should say a bracha. So that's what the Tosfos can do say. You should listen to someone else say the bracha.
So you're yaitze with the bracha.
And be yaitze with his bracha. And Enochanami. You want to be yaitze with his bracha. And Enochanami. Right? They quote from the Beis Halevi like that. You should listen to someone else. You're saying the bracha, ask him to be mitzvah with the bracha.
What about sharing? You have one at Walker, the first back, the husband takes the bracha, he writes to the wife will write the next three.
Okay.
A child can answer to it or...
Child is after bar mitzvah. A child is after bar mitzvah. The Gemara says a child is before bar mitzvah cannot be mitzvah because we pass can hadlokah is a mitzvah. But a child is after bar mitzvah. I mean, everybody wants to chapa rein a chelik and a mitzvah bo yosem and bishlucha. Okay. Is it better to be yotze? I mean, if you hold like the Maharil, that you have to have Kavanah Shel Lotz. If you don't hold like the Maharil, what's the problem? One will light with oil, and I'll light with candles, and I'll be yotze the Ikan Mitzvah, and I'll be yotze the Hidr with this. And if you hold like the Maharil, that you got to make up your mind whether either this or this. So then you have a Shaila. I don't know. Interesting Shaila.
You can learn also that the Machlokes is maybe whether you make up Ochon Hidr Mitzvah. Itself. Nothing to do with whether I'm Yotze or not. There is a hidden mitzvah to light chole, everybody should light. So maybe the Machlokes says I have to make a mitzvah and hidden mitzvah or not.
That's where Rav Velvele has Azashtikal Tera. It's interesting, Rav Leizer Shach was so kofu to Rav Velvele Soloveitchik, he was very mekurv with him, and this is one of the things that he disagrees in the Sefer disagrees. Rav Velvele has a Shtikal Tera in his Sefer on the Rambam. That he says this machloek is the Rambam, what the Beis Halevi pointed out, the Zedek. The Beis Halevi points out this machloek is the Rambam and the Ramo. How do you translate Ne'aluch Alecha De'echad by the Mahadrin? The Rambam says that the Balabais lights 11 candles. For every night he lights 11 candles. And the Ramo says no. Every member of the household lights his own menorah and says his own bracha. And he learns Pshat in the Ramo, not like the Maharil. Avavah learns Pshat and Ramon not that you have Kavanah Shelo Lotzei Sam Yikiridin Yimuchiv to be Madlik. He says you were Yotze the first time, and now the whole Hadlok is only Beteres Mahadrin. So he says this Machlok is the Rambam and the Ramor. He suggests is Lashitasam. They have a Machlok is in Hilchas Milo. Also the Beis Halevi has in the Tshuvas points out there's a Machlok is the Rambam and the Ramor, but the Beis Halevi doesn't put the two together. So Rav Avavah does. The Gemara has a din when you do the Bris Milo and cut off the Orha Orlo. So how much skin does the male have to cut off that it should be a kosher and mila? So the Gemara says you have to cut off so much or that you should no longer have basa hachayfes reifel atorah. If reifel atorah is mechusa with basa, so you didn't cut off, it's not megula. You have to cut off so much it should be nizgala atorah. If it's ruba kukuloi, then it's good. Ruba kukuloi, but it's not going to look nice. You have a little skin here, a little skin here. So the Gemara says
Zekele v'anveyu. The Gemara quotes that passage. Zekele v'anveyu is not the fun of the mitzvahs. Just like you should have a pretty talis and pretty tefillin and pretty tefillin zekos, you should have a beautiful bris milah also. So the heder of the bris milah is that the moil should cut off all of the or ha'orla, even the miut. What happens, however, if the moil only cut off the roiv and he left the miut and then he already put the bandage on and everything is all finished? Is there a heder to come back 3 days later to cut off the rest of the or that's only the miut, which is not miyakev anyway? So the Gemara says, no, if it's already silik yodoi, then he shouldn't come back later. So there's a machlekes, the Rambam, and the Ramo, b'shem hatur, and that din, what is it talking about? So the Ramo quotes from the tour, that means on Shabbos. If you have a meal, b'zman is deich Shabbos, so you already cut off the basal chayfes reif ha-torah, so the mitzvah of mila is completed already, so you shouldn't, theoretically, shouldn't be allowed to cut anymore. It's chil Shabbos unnecessarily. So there, the Gemara says no. If he still lois silik yoda, if he still didn't put on the bandage, didn't put on the medicine, didn't finish, so it's a hemshach of the mitzvah's mila, because the hida mitzvah makes it that it's still a hemshach of the mila, so he's still permitted to be mechal Shabbos to finish off the job. But if it's ready silik yoda, then it's not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But on a weekday, let's say he did the bris mila on a Sunday. And then the moil comes back on Tuesday and he sees that there's still a little bit of tzitz and shame after the samila. So there are more quotes from the Torah. Avadim is a hidden mitzvah. He should cut off the rest of the tzitz. Even though it's a year later, it can be 10 years later, there's still a hidden mitzvah. And the Rambam, the Beis Halevi points out, if you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam doesn't quote that din only on Shabbos, even Bechol. That there's only a hidden mitzvah to cut off all of the tzitz and even shame after the samila if it's b'shas ma'isa, if it's late or not. So the Rav Velvela writes in the Sefer that it's lishitasa. It sounds a little like a Polish shtikota, like a Galician shtikota, a Pesach HaFilonish. So Ravel writes a lishitasa over here. He says the Ramam is lishitasa and the Ramo is lishitasa. The Ramam lishitasa holds, the way that Beis Halevi explains in the Tshuvas, that he the mitzvah, pasnar arayin, the mitzvah that you're doing should be boif and mehuda. But if I already finished doing the mitzvah, then I'm going to come back to do ashtik, he the mitzvah. What do you mean? The mitzvah, when you're doing the mitzvah, should be behidura. So if it's already silik yodoi, you won't accomplish anything by cutting off the tzitz and shem akvinus amilo, because it's not b'shas maisa. So the Ramam l'shitasa, I couldn't have learned like the Ramro. What, the balabais is going to be madlik, and everyone's going to be yotze. Not you're going to have kavanah shel olatzes. No, everyone is going to be yotze with the first hadlaka. Whoever does first wins, and everybody's yotze. Then I'm going to do a mahadrin, a hidur of making another hadlaka. What is my hadlaka? I come home from the office at 7 o'clock, and the first one to light lit at 6 o'clock. So I was yotzei already. So what shayach ahidur after I was already yotzei shalei b'shas mais? So the Ramam the Shitasa was forced into learning pshat. The balabai should light 11 candles the first night. The hadlaka should be beribui. The hadlaka should be behidur. But the Ramam the Shitasa holds by bris mila. You can even do a hidur 5 days later, 5 years later, 10 years later. As long as Shabbos not, but as long as a weekday, you can do a heder later. There is an inyan of doing a heder in Mishloi B'Shas Ma'isa Mitzvah. So who are the Nami over here? Passed around to do a heder even after the Ikan Mitzvah is done. That's how Rav Ovala makes a Lashitosa. So Rav Lezer Shach writes in his Sefer. Rav Lezer Shach used to be he was a Rebbe for all his years. So in the very beginning, when he was a Rebbe, I think in the Yishuv HaChodesh, one of the modern Yishuvs in the Yishuv HaChodesh, so they say that he came to Rav Elbel and he asked him, he has a problem. When he gives a shiur in Gemara, so everybody says over all the Rav Chaims, and he says sometimes he doesn't agree with Rav Chaim. So what should he do if he doesn't agree with what Rav Chaim says in the Sefer? So they said that Rav Elbel said to Zog that you don't agree with it. You don't have to agree with what Rav Chaim says. So he's the Rebbitim Gehesim, that if he doesn't agree, he disagrees. So he writes in the Sefer every so often he disagrees with Rav Elbel also. So he quotes Rav Elbel over here with the Lishitasa. So he says he doesn't think that it's Eisgehalten. He thinks that even if you'll hold like the Ramah by Bris Milo, even if you hold like the Ramah by Bris Milo, that there's a Hida Mitzvah even 20 years later to cut off the tzitz and the Shem Akvinus Hamilo, that's because I'll call Ponim it's Mitzurif. Right now, you look at the Eva now, you can tell that it's nicer, that the Milo is Mahuderis now. What do you mean over here? There's a Ramol Shitosa that you did a hadlaka now, then you're going to do a hadlaka later? How is that going to be a hider? It's totally unrelated. How can you say that this is Lishitosa? This is in Gansan a different thing.
It's a shvera l'shitosa. That's what it says. A shvera l'shitosa. To say that these are atolis abizeh. The Pashto says that even the Ramah should agree with the Rambam. The Ramah disagrees in Bris Mila as a detail machloikis. But in principle, he certainly should agree that he, the mitzvah, only passed arayin, b'shas maisa mitzvah, when you're doing the mitzvah.
Rabbi Shechel, it's not allowed to work, to do in local. What about cooking?
When you make Hanukkah, you're allowed to cook.
First half an hour, they're allowed to...
The women have a minig, yeah.
The women?
The women have a minig not to do malach. It's like Yontif, so Yontif Eichel Nefesh is Mutta. Eichel Nefesh is Mutta, yeah. You can't be Machma more than Yontif.
It's not so in
Yeah. And the Shulchan Aruch says that the minig is that the women don't, there was a minig that the women don't do malacha calls manchin neris beis haknesses dolkes. So the Morgan Aram, I think, says the neris beis haknesses, they used to burn tilchatzois halayla. Tilchatzois halayla. By yes, many times the meaning is that they blow out the neris right away after Meirib. The Malamed Lohoyal writes like that. Obviously, there was a shina in the days of the Morgan Aram, the people used to sit and learn in the base matters. So they had the neris Chanukah burning all night long, tilchatzois. They went to sleep at chatzois. The Bana said, nobody learns in the shul. So after Meirib. Yeah. There are no more pisumin, he's probably going to leave the neris burning, nobody there in shul, even if there's no chashash sreish. There's no pisumin, he says, but this, the Malamed Lohel writes that the minig, he was in Berlin, so he writes, the minig was that they blow out the candles right away. You don't even need a half an hour. They blow out the candles right away after night because they close the shul, and those who want to learn, learn in their base medrash. They don't learn in the shul. They learned in the base medrash, the Lashon Nukiyah. They learned in the base medrash. They didn't learn in the shul.
As long as there are people around. Because people are sitting in the Beis HaKnesses, so the lights are up, the
Chodekin. Yeah, in the Beis HaKnesses for sure. The whole Adlok and Beis HaKnesses, no one is Yotze with it. So the whole purpose is that the people should see it. Yeah. It calls man that people are there, till Chatzai, so they should have it continue to burn. Asura Rav Hutna has very interesting drushes on Chanukah. From all of the Svarim that he put out, I think Chanukah is really the best one. It has more ridiculous drushes. And in Yoni Chanukah, he has a very fascinating comment. Rashi on Shira Shirin quotes a Medrash Rabbah on the pasuk. Basi legan achosti chala arisi mori misomi achalti yari im dipshi. So what does it mean achalti yari im dipshi? What's yaris drash? It's sugar cane. Places so says we had in brachas. Places so discussed yaris hadrash is sugar cane. So the noik shaboil, and what do you eat? You chew the sugar cane, you suck out the sugar, then you throw out the part that's not edible. So the pasuk says, "Achalti yari im dipshi." They ate the pulp also. So what kind of a thing is that? They ate the dover that's not nechel, like a person's going to eat the banana with the banana peel. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, yes. Basi legare achosi chalo, that when someone is madly in love, they do strange things. They do all kinds. So the pasuk is referring to the Chanukas HaMizbeach in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when it was Tchilas HaShuras HaShchina, when they first built the Mishkan that's described in the Chumash. So the Nesiim of each one of the Shvatim brought Karbonis. There was Machal Shabbos. They brought Karbonis every day, 12 days in a row. So there was at least one Shabbos. How does the Medrash Rashi quotes in Chumash? Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Sunday. Also, Yom also Notal Eser Atorah. So it was a Sunday, and it was the first day of Nisan, which was the first month and the first year after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it was a Sunday. So there was Machala one Shabbos, not 12 days. It can sometimes have two Shabbos. It happened there was one Shabbos. So then Machala Shabbos number one to bring the Korbanos HaNesiim, and it was a Korban Yochid. And number two, they were bringing Ketores. Kapach Hasasaros Al Bnei Ketores. They brought Ketores, which is normally only brought as a korban sibur. You don't have a yochid is misnat of yayin, yochid is misnat of shemen, yochid can bring a milah, it can't bring a yochid, doesn't bring k'teres, it's not on the books. And that was Ohei Rosh Shoh, that they should violate the dini ha-teres. Ohei Rosh Shoh, mipi agura, pi navi, that's the kriyas ha-teres, that each one of the nesim should bring k'teres yochid. So that's what Rashi quotes from the Medrash Rabbah on the pasuk. Achal to yari im dipshi, that the Rabbani Shalom says, when you bring karbonis, the Rabbani Shalom is eating the karbonis. When you, it's achilas mizbeach. So the Rabbani Shalom is accepting karbonis, but under normal circumstances, but not accepted. That's the yari im dipshi. The dova shein nechel with the dova hanechel. The dova hanechel means normal karbonis, kimine goelam,
like you normally bring. And the Yari is these strange kabbonis, the Mechal Shabbos Zayin. So he quotes a Rambam in Hilchas Maisar Kabbonis. The Rambam is just quoting a Gemara that the Gemara discusses in Menachis, the Shvere Parsha at the end of Nevuas Yecheskel, that it says when the third Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, they're going to bring all kinds of strange kabbonis that don't correspond, living or dead, to any kabbonis that is supposed to be brought in Beis Hamikdash. And it says, Biksha Ligno Sefer Yecheskel, Shahid Var says in the Divrei Torah. It says the kabbonis for Rosh Chodesh don't correspond to what it says in the Chumash, kabbonis for Shabbos, for Yontif, nothing corresponds. So the Gemara says different opinions, what's going to be. One Madama says, Lasid Lava, all the mitzvahs are going to change, and that's what we don't accept that. The Rambam has one of the Ikori Hamur, and the mitzvahs are not going to change. So what do you do with that parasha? So the Rambam quotes that opinion. And the Gemara, that's the generally accepted opinion, that it goes on Chanukah HaMizbeach, it goes on Chanukah HaMikdash. Then in addition to the regular standard Tmidim and Musafim that will be brought every day, as it's described in the Chumash and Parshas Pinchas, these are going to be special Karbonis. Aye, it says it's going to be brought from Rosh Chodesh Nissan through Sukkis. It's going to be a long Chanukah HaMikdash. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they had Shivas Me'amiluim with the last 7 days in Chodesh Adar. The first 12 days in Chodesh Nissan were the Yud Beis Nisiyim, that was Chanukah HaMishkan. And then in Tkufas Bais Rishon, it says there was a celebration Shiras Yomim and Shivas Yomim. In the beginning of Bais Sheni, it says that they were celebrating a little longer, and the Bais HaShlish is going to be gore more than a half a year. From Rosh Chodesh Nissan until after Sukkot, and these Karbonis that are mentioned in Yecheskel means over and above the Tmidim himself, and doesn't mean instead of. So Rav Hutna suggests that maybe the Pshat is like this. Maybe the Vort is, he gives Al-Derech HaDrash that the Chachamim have in different places in Agaritim. He quotes from Kabbalah somewhere, but he says, on the Kabbalah is also good. Without the Kabbalah is also good. That the Gemara says that the Asiyas HaMishkan is compared to Bria Shamayim Va'aretz. The Gemara speaks about how excited the Rebbe Shlomo was Kibayochem when the Mishkan was built, Kiyom Shenivar Bo Shamayim Va'aretz. That it says Vahiyera Vayker, and such a similar Loshen Min Ho'era Vara Vayker over here. Similar to the Shinus the Gemara with Midrashim Bringyam. And the Kabbalah from it has a lot of sources like that. So just like in Sheshes Mei Bereishis, when the world was created, Yesh Meyayin, everything was Pele Ploim, everything was Nisim. L'mayla Men HaTeva, the whole Bria was L'mayla Men HaTeva. And after V'chul HaShemayim was V'chol Tzvam, then from that time on was Teva, Chukia Teva, everything goes normally. So too, when you initiate, when you build a Mishkan, so the Halacha requires that it should break Chukia Teva. It has to be something different. The Haskolas HaMishkan has to be comparable to Bria Shemayim Oretz, has to be with Nisim. And then after the Chanukah HaMishkan is already taken care of, normal. Then things go normally. So by those Batim Mikdashes, when there was a Novi, like when they built the Mishkan days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they built the Bais Rish in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, who was a Novi, and the Bais Sheni, they were Chagas Chaim Malachi were there, and the Bais HaShlishi going to be Eliyahu HaNovi, going to be Nevi'im there. So when there's a Navi, the Navi can tell you, Hayrosho, which special Kabbonis you can bring. In the days of the Chashmonoim, the Gemara quotes in Avodah Zarah, and after the days, the Bo Pritzim Mechilalu. The Pasuk says, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah quotes that Pasuk, the Bo Pritzim Mechilalu, when the Goyim, or the Nisyavnim, the Machloik is the Balaman, Ramban, who it's referring to, who the Pritzim are, whoever it was, when they came in and they were using the Beis HaMikdash, for Avodah Zarah purposes, it was Pokah the whole Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. So when the Chashmonoim came in, not only did they have to make Chanukah HaMizbeach and make a new Menorah, that would be Mechanech the whole Beis HaMikdash all over again. They had to make a new Chanukah HaMikdash to be Mekadosh in the new. But in that Kufa, there were no Nevi'im. Rashi points out the Feirush and the Gemara Megillah, there were no Nevi'im at that time. So they couldn't have a Novi to tell them to break Chukei HaTeva by bringing Korbonis that were Pchina V'Achalta Yarim Divshi, to bring special Korbonis. Oh. And he points out, just like the Rambam says, just like in the end of Yecheskel, it says it's going to be different korbonis. For Chanukah, it's going to break all the rules and regulations, similar to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that there were different korbonis, similar to the Bais Rishon, and similar to the beginning of the Bais Sheni, different korbonis. They break all the rules and regulations. So in the days of the Chashmonaim, they didn't have any Nevi'im who could give you a Hayruah Shor, with special korbonis. So that's what the Ribbono Shel'Olam wanted. Whenever you begin a Chanukah HaMikdash, you have to have something L'mayla Men HaTeva, comparable to the Sheshes Mei Bereishis, that everything is L'mayla Men HaTeva. So that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam made. And that's Chanukah, that's what the Nes Chanukah is all about. To show that the Hascholas HaShoras HaShchinah should be something L'mayla Men HaTeva. After you already have the HaShoras HaShchinah, then it's like Vaychul HaShemayim Ha'aretz. It quotes, there's a There's a Gemara Chagiga, but he likes to quote it from the Medrash, says it sharper. It says, up until by Chul HaShemayim Bo'aretz, is Kvod Elokim Hester Dover. You're not permitted, Ein Dorshin Amaisa Bereshis. In the beginning of the second Perek Chagiga, the Kvod Elokim is that everything there is Lamayla Manatevis, you're not supposed to be Dorish V'choyker. And from my Chul HaShemayim Bo'aretz on, is Kvod Malachim Chakor Dover. From then on, everything is V'chukim and normal, and you're supposed to study science. You have permission to study science. So it's the same over here also. After you've already established the Beis HaMikdash, then you bring normal korbanos according to the rules and regulations of the halacha. But in the beginning of the Hashuas Hashchina, has to be a p'china of something which is going to be l'mayla min ha'tevas. It has to be dafke b'shamayim hi. Mikan v'elach has to be loy b'shamayim hi. So the p'china b'shamayim hi, if you have a Navi, is b'shamayim hi with special korbanos. You don't have a Navi, so the Rebbeinu Shlom brought about a nice nigla.
This point matter of Raya, according to the Babri, is there any heaven in it that Samaria means to look, to stare at something but this?
Beautiful thing.
Yeah, this is also Osa. But if it, yeah, that's right. I was afraid to ask.
Yes, I think that's the first option.
Yes.